Nick!
Gentlemen!
Nick's your buddy. Kind of guy you can drink a beer with.
Start your engine!
My papa's son wandering out a smoking gun. Now some of you would live through me and lock me up and throw away the key. Or just find a place to hide away and hope that I'll just go away. But I feel alright. I feel alright tonight. Feel alright. I feel alright tonight. And I'll bring you precious contraband and ancient tales.
All right. Good morning, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we're live in the Allstate Skyline Studio here, 18 stories above beautiful downtown Chicago. And we're here until 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich follows this show with the opening bell. Steve Cochran at 6 with your morning drive. It's Friday. That means all of our regular Friday features are coming up. We've got You Big Dummy. That's where we read news stories, real news stories of real dumb people doing real dumb stuff, and then we vote on who's the biggest dummy. That's one regular feature. We got Straight Out of Context. That's where you listen to this radio station 24/7. And whenever anybody says anything that you can pull out of context and it sounds kind of dirty and it makes you giggle, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. And that's also what you do with Nick D Show Spies. That's when you listen 24/7 whenever I am mentioned in any capacity we want to know about it. You become a spy, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. And, of course, Fly Jams Friday with Luscious Hushus at the helm to play your Fly Jam requests. Anything funky, anything R&B, we like to kick off the weekend on a funky note. So 312-981-7200 if you want to get your Fly Jam requests in there. We'll play them later on when it officially becomes Fly Jams Friday. Again, 312-981-7200 for all of that. Very, very, very happy to welcome back to the show after the 2 o'clock news, the one, the only Esmeralda Leon, who was a regular on the show for a few years, did traffic for us, and is just fantastic. And she's coming down to studio. We're going to catch up with her, find out where she's been, what she's been up to, and just hang out in general. We'll play a round of For the Record, which is our music trivia game that we will get to. We'll have a round of that as well. But it'll be great to have. Esmeralda here. She's going to hang out until the end of the show. She'll get here too, and then she's going to be a part of all the regular features. She'll vote with us on the big dummies and all that cool stuff. And so, yeah, that's what's coming up. And then in just a couple of minutes, Jeff Tuckman is going to join us. Jeff joins us monthly to answer any and all of your DVD and Blu-ray related questions. Also, if you can't think of the title of a movie and it's making you crazy and you need some help, you can describe it to us or tell us who's in it. And if Jeff doesn't know or I don't know, we'll leave it out to the listeners, and we usually get a pretty great answer, a straight answer, pretty quickly. Jeff's coming in from the PPG Paints Green Room, the great, beautiful PPG Paints Green Room. We'll get him. He's going to be in here in just 2 seconds. So there you go. That's what's coming up on the show. And if you want to join us right now, if you have a question for Jeff, if you can't think of the title of a movie, the phone lines are open right now. The text lines are open right now, and it's 312-981-7200. Get your questions in now, and we've got great stuff to give away this morning as well. We got very, very cool. Jeff always comes bearing gifts, and this is a great thing that we're giving away this morning. So get your questions in now. Talk or text at 312-981-7200. Also, every morning, follow us on Twitter at Nick D Show, and our Facebook is interactive, so like us right now. Be a part of the Facebook page right now and like us. It's facebook.com/Nick D Show. Okay, let me say hello to my producer, Tom Hush. Tom, how are you?
I'm great, Nick. How are you?
I'm all right. Anything going for the weekend?
Not really. You know, just going to take it easy, go see a couple movies.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Hang out.
Yeah, we got a Chucky. We got a Child's Play remake, an unnecessary remake.
Yeah, not. I'm not looking forward to that, honestly.
And then we have Toy Story 4, which I'm looking forward to, of course. And I can't even imagine when we come back on Monday morning. I can't even imagine how much money that movie is going to make over this weekend. I mean, it's just going to be a monster. So, but you know, I hear all the reviews are great. You know, like all four of the Toy Story, well, all three that I've seen are great. And also it be the year of Keanu continues. The years of Keanu continues because he's a voice in Toy Story.
Are you serious?
Or, yeah.
Well, and I heard that the guys at Marvel have asked him almost every movie if they would do
him,
a role.
Yeah, they want him as part of the Marvel Universe. It's Keanu, man, you know, I've been, like I said, I've been on the Keanu bandwagon for years, way back when everybody made fun of Keanu. And now all of a sudden people are catching up to me on appreciation of the great Keanu Reeves. But yeah, he's the voice of a... he's a toy that is like an Evel Knievel stunt driver, like a motorcycle stunt driver.
That is very cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm really looking forward to it. Those movies are great. And so, yeah, there you go. Pixar strikes again. So, all right. That's opening up this weekend. Oh, by the way, we are doing a Vic's Picks this morning also. That's another regular feature. Vic Vaughn doesn't know anything about music. Or didn't know anything about music and fully admitted that he just doesn't have any musical knowledge and it's just atrocious. So he wanted to put an end to that. So he grabbed the Rolling Stone Top 100 Greatest Albums list and he's been listening to every single album. And we update every week on what he's been listening to. And then he reads up about the artists and the albums and things like that. And he's having a great time doing it. And so we do a weekly update called Vic's Picks and we're going to do that at 3:30. He's going to call in from home because he's off tonight. And in the newsroom is Roger Battist. Roger, how are you?
I'm doing great, Nick. Good to be with you again.
All right. And so we're going to get Vic. He's going to call in and he'll do that with the regular feature with his knowledge of music is increasing. So,
you know, I did hook him up to Frank Sinatra. He asked me for a list of 10 songs that I would recommend. And I've got all different genres. And he threw on Frank Sinatra, Only the Lonely album, that has Quarter to Three, One for the Road.
Yeah.
He fell in love with it.
Yeah. See, this is what I'm talking about. Who the hell doesn't know that song?
I know.
Who doesn't know that song? So, okay. All right. Well, anyway, Vic is learning, you know. But by the way, one of the astonishing things that we learned about this is Vic had no idea that Ozzy Osbourne was the lead singer of Black Sabbath. He had no idea.
That's a crime.
No, he had no idea. I guess he just knew him from the reality show. I mean,
probably.
That's probably all he knew him from. So anyway, but he's going to come up. He'll be live with us and we'll have him on the phone at 3:30. And that'll be another regular feature that we'll be doing this morning on this Friday morning. So everybody stay here. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk and text. And any questions for Jeff Tuckman concerning a title of a movie you can't think of or a Blu-ray or DVD or release, any of that kind of stuff. And then in a couple seconds, we'll tell you exactly what we're giving away during his visit this morning. But let's make it official.
It's time to fire up that 16-millimeter projector.
It was available on VHS at one time.
The Nick DiGilio Show presents your international man of movie mystery.
I tell you, I'm a magnet. I'm a magnet. Nick, I don't know. It's just a video craze.
I'm assuming that maybe you should do the Howard Stern Show at some point.
Tuckman. Jeff Tuckman.
Yeah. And it's official. That's the theme. And Jeff Tuckman joins us once a month to answer any and all your questions. And we're going to give some really cool stuff away this morning. And let's welcome Jeff to the show. Jeff, welcome back.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
All right. Over there in the beautiful PPG Paints green room. Do you love that green room?
Yeah, I do.
It's really beautiful.
It's really cool.
And it also has, I think, one of the best views of this floor on the 18th floor in this in the offices here. So the old PPG Paints green room, we thank them. So welcome back, Jeff. How you been?
I've been great.
Yeah.
Video business continues to amaze me that it continues to have this longevity, especially with the competition today from so many different sources.
Yeah.
Yet people are still buying DVDs and Blu-rays.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, you know, a lot of the Blu-rays that you get come with the digital download, so you can get the digital version of the movie as well if you want to download it that way. But yeah, with streaming and with VOD, video on demand, there's more ways to watch movies than ever before. And I remember, you know, when it was such a massive deal, just a massive deal to have a VCR, like that was a big deal. We got our VCR pretty early. We were the first ones, like in our neighborhood, to get a VCR. We got it in 1980, I think, was when we got our first VCR. And it weighed about 600 pounds.
Yeah, that's right.
It was like $1,900 or something like that for a top loader, and you would press the button and the eject, it would bam, make a rig noise, and then you'd have to push down real hard because it was a top loading machine, and then you'd press play and it would go make a noise, and then it would start.
And the only button you had was the pause button.
That's the only button, and it was a remote with a short cord.
Right.
And the cord did not, you know, like the pause remote did not reach the couch or a chair.
No.
So, yeah.
You had to sit in front of your TV.
You had to sit, like, right in front of the TV, like 2 feet in front of the TV.
Right.
Even less than that, because it was a short, you know, and the only button you do was pause.
It was just pause.
Ridiculous. But yeah, remember that was the height of technology then. That was oh my God, we can watch uncut movies in our house anytime we want.
Oh, it was crazy because my cousin used to work at Sears, and Sears actually was the first retailer in America to have anything close to video. I think it was called Cartavision or something.
Mm-hmm.
That they would send promos of like the Beatles. That's what turned me on to the whole. I mean, I was a movie collector, obviously, but seeing the Beatles and you had on a cartridge. Oh
yeah.
My God! I mean, it was promotional. You know, Strawberry Fields or Penny Lane, or it just was phenomenal.
Yeah.
I still watch it today, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, not on Cartavision, but I still watch the Beatles.
Sure, of course. Well, we'll answer any and all of your sort of technology, DVD, Blu-ray release dates, all that stuff. And if you can't think of the title of a movie, describe it to us, tell us who's in it, and we'll try to help you out with that, too. That's what we do every month when Jeff comes in. It's 312-981-7200 for talk and text. And, Jeff, you always come bearing gifts. Tell everybody what we are giving away.
Something really, really special. For the fans of the show Married with Children.
Of which I am a massive fan of
right.
That show. I love that show.
It's still playing all over the world
today.
Anyway, we have the complete series. It was from 11 seasons,
mm-hmm.
262 episodes on 21 discs.
21 discs, 262 episodes. And I'm looking at the running time. It's only 99 hours and 51 minutes.
It's long.
Yeah. And there's extras and all kinds of cool stuff on it. It is the absolute complete series, all 11 seasons, 21 discs of Married with Children, which was controversial show when it first started because Fox was a brand new network. It pushed the boundaries of taste pretty regularly. On that show, but it was so well performed. I mean, the cast members are so great. I mean, everybody on the show is tremendous, and it started the careers of people like Christine Applegate, who's just fantastic on that show, and then has gone on to do great things. She's on a terrific Netflix show that's streaming now called Dead to Me.
Oh, yes.
With her and Linda Cardellini. And it got renewed for a second season, and it's really, really good. And I'm a fan of both of those women big time. And it's to watch those two bounce off each other on that Netflix show is a real treat. So I highly recommend, if you haven't seen Dead to Me yet on Netflix, watch it. But anyway, we got three of these to give away. Three Married with Children, the complete series. 262 episodes, 11 seasons, all kinds of extras and cool stuff. So if you're a Married with Children fan, that's what we're giving away this morning. We're just going to do numbered callers. So if you want to jump in now, let's do caller number five. So the fifth caller at 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, caller number five, you will get the first of the three copies of the Married with Children complete series, 262 episodes, 11 seasons. Caller number 5 right now at 312-981-7200.
There are several kinds of love. One kind of love begins with misplaced lust and degenerates into a raging hell of misery and despair. But I digress.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other.
Oh, I love that show. I love it. Jeff Tuckman is here for his monthly visit. We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio here until 5 a.m. All of our regular features will be coming up straight out of context. Nick D. Show Spies, You Big Dummy, and Fly Jams Friday. And Esmeralda Leon will be joining us. She'll be back reunited here, and she'll be here after 2 o'clock, and she'll be staying through till the end of the show, so we get to hang out with Esmeralda this morning. Jeff Tuckman is our video expert, and he's been on part of the show for many, many, many years. And we played a clip there from Married with Children, and of course, the theme song from Sinatra there. And that's why we played it, is because we're giving away Married with Children, the complete series, 262 episodes, 11 seasons, 21 discs, 99 hours and 51 minutes in content. And it's, if you're a Married with Children fan, then you are going to love this. And we had our fifth caller and our winner. Congratulations to Michael in Park City, Illinois. Michael is our first winner of the morning, Park City, Illinois. So enjoy your Married with Children box set. Michael, all 99 hours and 51 minutes of it. That's a lot of time right there. All right, Jeff, we've got some people who are calling in. We'll get some texts in as well. And Jeff also will tell us about some of the releases for the coming weeks and all that cool stuff. We'll get that out a little bit later on. Again, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. And here's Paula on WGN. Hi, Paula.
Hi. Hi. Glad to hear you. You know, you don't get to see some of the older actors anymore at the theater. So I'm wondering if James Caan has put anything out in the last year or two. And also, I just heard about Yellowstone in the second season with Kevin Costner, and I wondered if it was a cowboy or a tour guide, what he's playing.
Well, I haven't watched it. It's Yellowstone is on, what network is it on? Paramount Network, which used to be Spike TV. I hear mixed things about it, not great things about it. I have not heard James Caan. I haven't heard the name James Caan in a very long time. So I don't think James Caan, I don't know of any projects that James Caan has been working on. Jeff, do you know of any projects that James Caan has been working on?
I know his son has been in a bunch of...
Yeah, well, he's in Hawaii Five-0. He's like a regular in Hawaii Five-0, Scott Caan.
Yeah.
I think you can probably stream, if you're interested in Yellowstone, you can probably, and it is like a sort of, he does play a cowboy in it. You can probably stream it on video on demand on your cable if you have a cable system. So
no, I don't have that now, but that's not out yet. In other words, the first season isn't out.
No, it's not.
But I'm glad he's keeping cowboys alive. Okay. I like that about him.
All right. Okay, Paula, thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right, see ya. Here's Tim on WGN. Hi, Tim.
Hey. Good morning, Nick. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
I'm actually doing research on for a long essay review of Hammer's Blood from the Mummy's Tomb from 1971, and I want to check on its availability. I know it hasn't been around since Anchor Bay had it about 15 or 18 or 20 years ago.
No, that's that. I can tell you personally, being a Hammer fanatic, it's not around. It's not available.
Oh, I
don't know when. I have no idea, but it's not available. And I have the Anchor Bay, the Anchor Bay version that you're talking about at home, but it's been off the market for a while. You can probably find it, like we say this a lot, on the auction sites, right, Jeff?
Well, that's right. What I recommend is, first of all, go on eBay, because there's so many things you could find that you're not going to find. First of all, For so many years, Nick and I would say, well, go to your local video store and they can order it. There's no video stores anymore. There's like one chain left in Chicago. So, and there are other auction sites But that's the best recommendation.
But we also found out, my producer just found out, actually Shout Factory is going to release it in September. We just researched it. So it's going to be available in September. And it hasn't been
on DVD and Blu-ray?
Yeah, on DVD and Blu-ray. It hasn't been available for years. But apparently in September, Shout Factory is going to release it. So you can get it then. All right, Tim, thanks for the call. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk and text. Tim, thank you. We've got another two copies of The Married with Children, a complete series that we'll be giving away. And that'll be coming up after we break for the news. Jeff, hang on, okay?
Okay.
Okay, the news is coming up next. Then we're going to answer more of your questions. And if you can't think of the title of a movie, we would love to help you out with that, too. It's 312-981-7200. And more coming up right after we take a break for the news, which is next.
Every morning when I wake up, I know it's not going to get any better until I go back to sleep again. So I get up, have my watered-down Tang and still frozen Pop-Tart, get in my car with no upholstery, no gas, and six more payments to fight traffic just for the privilege of putting cheap shoes on the cloven hooves of people like you. And the fact that I haven't put a gun in my mouth, you pudding of a woman, makes me a winner.
Ed O'Neill is so great on that show. So, so great. That's Married with Children. We've got two more copies of the complete series to give away. That would be 262 episodes from 11 seasons with extras. 99 hours and 51 minutes. And it's a beautiful collection here. And it's, if you're a Married with Children fan, we got two more of those to give away. Welcome back, everybody. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio. Coming up after two, our great friend Esmeralda Leon is going to join us live in studio and hang out with us for the rest of the show through all the Friday regular features. Just straight out of context, Nick D Show Spies, You Big Dummy, and she'll vote on the dummy this week. And, of course, Fly Jams Friday. So that's all coming up. Right now, our good friend Jeff Tuckman is live in studio with us. Jeff, welcome back.
Good to be here, Nick.
All right. Jeff has been part of the show for many, many years. We got two more copies of the Married with Children complete series to give away, and we will do that before 2 o'clock. So stick around, and if you're a lucky caller, you will win. Our phone number for any text or question or any of that stuff, if you can't think of the title of a movie and it's driving you crazy, you got a Blu-ray question, a release date question. The phone and the text lines are open at 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Jeff, we got a text here from Joe. It's a Jeff. What are your opinions on Time Life's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame video collection, which we gave away, actually, on this show?
Yes, we did. Yeah. I love it. I have it at home. It captures, I think, the really essence of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The whole ceremony, because not only do you get the groups, yes, I know that maybe they were big 20 years ago. It's great to see them, hear them again. And then when the groups get to jam with each other, I mean, sometimes they're friends, sometimes they're not, and they get to play, and you get all these different artists. I know that you know what a Beatle nut I am. And you have Paul McCartney playing with a lot of different people. You have Ringo Starr playing drums with a lot of different people. I love it. I mean, I know HBO usually has it every month. And it's great to see.
Every year.
Every year.
Yeah.
And it's great to see rock and roll recognize some great, great groups that, you know, you say, what happened to them? What happened to them? I remember loving it when Cheap Trick finally got in.
Well, that's for me. I've got the collection at home. I got the collection at home too, the Time Life collection. When Cheap Trick got inducted and then they performed, and you know the house band, that is at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame every year is led by Paul Schrader.
Yes,
not Paul Schrader.
No.
Not
Paul from David Letterman.
Right. it's led by Paul Schrader, the director of the director of First Reformed. Is the band leader. Paul Schaefer, not yes. Paul Schrader. Paul Schaefer.
Yes.
And then he leads the band every year, and they do the big jam at the end. It's always great. And you know, one of my favorite sets that someone did when they got inducted was Cat Stevens. Cat Stevens' set when he got inducted on that Time Life thing was fantastic. And I think people forget, you know, just how many hits Cat Stevens had. Because in the early 70s, early mid-70s, Cat Stevens was massively popular. And when he got inducted, I thought his performance was by far the best of the performances.
It was very good.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, that Time Life things are great. They're very, very cool. All right, let's see. Here's Doc on WGN. Hey, Doc.
Hey, good morning. Hey, let me first say I'd like to recommend the Sinatra song, Nice and Easy Does It. I love that song.
Okay.
But hey, there's a movie I was looking for. I was telling somebody about the movie FM.
Yeah.
And Eileen Brennan was in it. She played a DJ called Mother.
Yeah.
And I've looked for it on eBay and a few sources, and I've never seen it. I wonder if there's a chance that it wasn't released for sale.
I'm looking at it right now, and it's out there. It's available on Blu-ray and DVD.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to buy it.
Yeah. I would recommend getting, I'm looking at it right now, I would recommend one of the Prime DVDs that was released is $77. You might want to stay away from that one.
Ouch.
So, but
hey, I got another one I might stump you on. There was a movie with Stockard Channing and Julia Stiles. And Stockard Channing was this hotshot executive, and Julia Stiles shows up to do a presentation and really screws it up. And Stockard Channing fires her, and they wind up in the same hotel. They're drinking with some guy, and Julia Stiles convinces Stockard Channing that this guy had raped her or a friend of hers in college. And they drug him and take him up to the floor of the hotel that they're renovating or something. Sound familiar?
It does not sound familiar to me, but maybe somebody knows. Maybe somebody knows what it is. But it's Julia Stiles and you said Stockard Channing.
Yeah,
and it's got to be recently because Julia Stiles, you know, didn't become popular until the early 2000s. So
it's good.
Okay, well, we'll keep listening, Doc, and we'll let you know if it's out there and if it's available. If somebody knows what the title is,
I got 200 miles ahead of me. I'll keep listening.
Okay, man. Take it
easy.
Bye. All right. Let's see. Maybe we can find it for him. And here we go. So anyway, 312-981-7200. It's called The Business of Strangers.
Oh, yes. I know that. That's right.
Never seen it.
I saw it.
It's called The Business of Strangers. It is from it was from 2001.
Yes.
And it is available on DVD.
And I liked it.
Yeah.
By the way.
I don't remember it. If I did see it, I don't remember it. So not at all, actually. But it's available, Doc. So there it is. It's called The Business of Strangers. So there you go. All right. Why don't we do, let's give away another set of the Married with Children here. We got the complete set of Married with Children. It's all 262 episodes from 11 seasons. We're going to do caller number 7 this time. Caller number 7 at 312-981-7200. Right now, call. And if you are the 7th caller at 312-981-7200, you will receive the complete series of Married with Children, all 262 episodes from 11 seasons. So call right now. Caller 7, you will be our lucky winner. 312-981-7200. So let's see. Here's Kurt on WGN. Hi, Kurt.
Hello there.
Hi.
Morning, guys. Hey, before I bring my question, I'm on the Keanu bandwagon just like you are, and I want to say I am totally stoked for the brand new Bill and Ted 3.
I can't wait. I've been a huge fan. I've been a huge fan of Keanu since the very beginning. And
me too.
And I'm just happy to see that finally people are like, oh yeah, he's cool and he's great. So that just yeah. Okay.
I think he's very good in his action roles and dramatic roles too. Like I actually enjoyed him a lot in Lake House, actually.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
But I actually got a couple movie titles and they're foreign, they're British, I believe. One that I saw years ago when I was a teenager, starred John Cleese from Monty Python, and it had to do something with he was a barrister or something, and all I can remember is, I think this was in the old Blockbuster days, of seeing the box, and it just had a picture of, like, a giant timepiece with him peeking over the top of it. And the storyline had to revolve with how this man was just so punctual with everything over in Britain, and it was just hilarious.
Yeah.
And
it's called Clockwise.
Clockwise.
Yeah, that's what it's called. It's called Clockwise. It's a real good movie. I haven't seen it in years. It's been a long time. Came out in 1986. And it is available on, I'm looking right now, and you can actually watch it on Prime Video, and it's also on disc too, and it's called Clockwise.
Oh, nice. The other one that I just recently watched, I didn't say recently, about 2-3 years ago, I think, with my girlfriend. I think she looked it up on Netflix, but it was either British or Scottish, and it was a war movie, a true life war movie, kind of like American Sniper and things like that, of how this squad of British or Scottish troops were overseeing a fuel dump in Afghanistan or wherever. And to cut a little short, they go down into a gully because they notice some insurgents or whatever, and they get stuck in a minefield. And the whole story revolved on the heroics of what it took to get these soldiers out and what had happened to them. And it was brutal and quite moving. And at the very end, you know, they show pictures of the real troops and what happened to them and so forth. But it was intense and really enjoyable. Very heavily accented. I actually had to put on closed captioning to understand them, actually. But it was fairly enjoyable. I cannot think of the name of it.
I do not know. Maybe somebody knows. If they know, we can either call in or text in at 312-981-7200.
Yeah, it had a very short movie title, I think, like Fox, you know, Foxtrot 183 or something like that. But it was really.
All right, we'll find out. Just keep listening, Kurt.
All right, thank you.
See if somebody knows it. 312-981-7200. Tom, do we have a winner?
Yes, we do.
Who is that?
That's Mr. Peter out here in Chicago.
Peter in Chicago.
Yeah,
got our second set of Married with Children, the big 262 episodes, 11 seasons, 21 discs. So Peter has that. We got one more to give away, and we will do that after we take a break. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we got one more set to give away, and then Jeff, you tell us about some of the new releases and things like that, correct?
You got it.
All right, cool. Jeff Tuckman is here, 312-981-7200. If we want to squeeze in a question or two before Jeff leaves, we'll find out what some of the new releases are coming up, and we got one more set of the Married with Children collection to give away, and that's coming up right after we take this break on 720 WGN. All right, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio here until 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5, the great Steve Cochran at 6 with your morning drive. It's Friday. All of our regular Friday features we'll be doing Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, You Big Dummy, and Fly Jams Friday. And our old friend Esmeralda Leon is going to join us after the 2 o'clock news and hang out with us all the way till 5 for this Friday morning. And also coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. All right. Jeff Tuckman is with us right now. Jeff, welcome back.
Good to be here, Nick.
You were talking about the guest stars on Married with Children. Who are some of the guest stars that have been a part of the show over the years?
Well, they used to have a lot of athletes. Besides,
yes,
a lot of stars. So, and they would have people who were big stars in football like 20 years ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just mentioned some people. I mean, they had people like James Brown, B.B.
Mm-hmm.
King, right? Alan Thicke, Linda Blair,
mm-hmm.
Cheech Marin, John Biner, Robert England, my buddy from...
Yeah. He'll be in town in August.
Yeah,
he's at the Flashback Convention.
Yep. Corey Feldman, Gilbert Gottfried.
Gilbert.
I like him. You know, Howie Long, team lead. Sam Kinison, one of my all-time favorites, was on the show. John Lovitz, Pauly Shore, Pam Anderson, Jerry Mathers.
The Beaver. Yep.
Right. Tammy Wynette, Waylon Jennings, because they had a lot of country. Vanna White, Terry Bradshaw, Tim Conway.
Wow.
I loved him. And there's just so many people, I mean, who feet were, well, what was so funny, Nick, was that, you know, this show was in the top 10 for years, right? And so these guest stars would just appear.
Yeah.
They wouldn't even announce them. They would just appear on the show, and it worked so beautifully.
Yeah. Well, we've got one more set to give away here. Married with Children, all 262 episodes from all 11 seasons. It's 21 discs. It's over 99 hours long. And this is the last one we're giving away. We're going to go to caller number 5 on this one, 312-981-7200, our final collection of Married with Children, the entire complete series. Caller number 5 will get the final one. So call right now. If you're caller number 5, you're a lucky winner. And it's 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Okay, here's Bob on WGN. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Nick. You've helped me a lot. You helped me find Naked Lunch, and I'm going to get you stuck up. So I think I might have you stumped on this one. It was like probably 7 or 8 years ago, and it was like this comedy sports spoof movie. And I remember seeing the trailer, and it had this announcer, and he was like super obnoxious and racist. And like in the trailer, he's like, oh, he's got that running from the police kind of speed. And then the other guy's like, hey, you can't be saying that. And then he says something else like, oh, he beat that guy like Rodney King. And they kept going back and forth, and it just looked like, it was really funny, but for the life of me, I cannot remember what the movie was.
I don't remember. It sounds familiar to me, but I don't know. Maybe somebody listening knows the title of the movie, and we can tell you that and see if it's available.
Okay, thanks again.
All right, Bob, take care. That one doesn't sound very familiar to me.
No.
So there you go. If anybody knows, you want to text it in or call us in, it's 312-981-7200. 301 area code says, good morning, guys. I have a question for Jeff about why the following two TV series have never been available on DVD. The Cat, T-H-E, The Cat, and Vengeance Unlimited. So they're not available.
They're not available. I mean, more than likely, Nick and I have talked about it for many years, it's usually rights problems.
Right.
And for what it would cost to get the rights, and those, a lot of these studios or independents feel, or sometimes it's the estates, that they can't get a return on their investment, and that's why they don't release it.
Yeah, and it's funny, we were just talking about The Cat like last week on the show, and Vengeance Unlimited was also has been mentioned, but these are sort of, they weren't very popular shows, but they had kind of a cult following.
They did.
But there are many issues as to why certain TV shows aren't available. And most of it goes back to rights. If there are two different production companies that are involved, or if a certain network sold it to another thing. And there's also the issue of music rights. Like,
oh, yes.
If in these shows they use specific songs or specific music, that's a whole different rights issue. And that's what held up Miami Vice for such a long time.
That's right. And music is very expensive.
Yes, it is.
That's part of it.
Yeah. So, all right, here's our final winner. We'll talk to him real quick. It's Anthony in Lombard. Anthony, you are the fifth caller. You won.
Thank you, Nick.
Yeah, and I'm assuming you're a big fan of Married with Children.
Yep, probably seen them all.
Okay, all right. Well, now you can watch them all night long because you've got the whole thing. So hang on, Anthony, and thanks for listening, okay, buddy?
Thank you, Nick.
All right, there you go. Anthony is our winner. Congratulations. That's our final Married with Children collection to give away this morning. And we'll have more to give away next month when Jeff comes down to the studio. All right, Jeff, you want to tell us a little bit about some of the new releases and things that are coming out?
Well, this week the huge hit is Captain Marvel, which is really, I know the article here, it is topping the charts for Redbox, and they're renting it like crazy. You know, there's 40,000 Redbox kiosks,
mm-hmm.
And Captain Marvel is way
up there. Well, it's a very entertaining movie, and these Marvel movies make a ton of money, as we all know. But I was just happy because I'm a big fan of Brie Larson, and I think she's just great in the movie.
Oh, she's terrific,
yeah,
in the
she's
movie.
Great. Yeah,
and I think a lot of people were very surprised by her performance.
Yeah,
right. Also, this week there's a Universal Horror Collection, which I really like because it's four of the films that feature Boris Karloff and Bela Lugosi.
Mm.
You know, they didn't make a lot at Universal. I mean, they made one of, you know, The Body Snatcher was RKO.
Yeah.
But the four movies are The Black Cat, The Raven, The Invisible Ray, and Black Friday.
Right.
Terrific set. A lot of extras.
Anything Universal horror related is good as far as I'm concerned.
Right, and it's Blu-ray. And also this movie is a sleeper of a movie that I always, always liked that's re-released this week called The Silent Partner.
It's a great movie.
That is
a great movie. Nobody saw that thing in the theater, and it is a great film. It's Donald Sutherland.
It's Elliot Gould.
Elliot Gould.
Christopher Plummer, Susanna York.
Right, and it's John Candy's first movie.
Oh, terrific. I mean, the acting, the writing, everything about it, go out and get it.
It's a great film.
Yeah, and thinking about everything they're talking about Apollo with all the different...
50th anniversary coming up.
Right. Apollo 11 on Blu-ray is just awesome. That particular thing is available. And I just wanted to mention that also next week... For the family, they've got this week a sleeper little movie that I really like called 5 Feet Apart. I don't know if you happened to see that.
I did. I wasn't crazy about it.
Oh well, you know, we normally agree on everything, but
this is one of those disease of the week movies.
Yeah, But I kind of
like the cast. I like Haley Lee Richardson a lot. I think she's a terrific actress. I just didn't think the movie was very good.
And next week, Dumbo Live. The live version of that.
Yeah.
I know.
Brutal.
But there's some people going to like it. But there's somebody also, Chris Pine, who's a very, very good actor. I mean, people obviously know him from Captain Kirk.
And Wonder Woman.
I Am the Knight that he was in is something that's really, really a good performance. And the new Will and Grace is coming out on Blu-ray.
There's just this past reboot?
Right.
Okay.
So just a lot of the different really good movies come out there. And just, you know, don't give up on video. I know there's a lot of streaming, but 4K is slowly, they're coming with some new releases. Once you see 4K and listen to it, it's fabulous.
Yeah. Well, they're gonna and for the players themselves, they're pretty expensive right now, but they will go down in price for the 4K players. It happens every time they upgrade, a service. When they first come out, they're like very expensive. Like, you know, I like when I got my first DVD player, it was like $250. And you can get a DVD player now for $20. You can get one free for opening a bank account. You know, my Blu-ray player. You know, they're expensive when the technology first went brand new, but eventually it'll go down. And 4K is unbelievable. The difference in terms of the quality of the picture and the quality of the sound and everything. It's really amazing. We use only 4K digital projection stuff at my film club every year. Or every month, you know, when I host a film club at the AMC Rosemont 18, we insist that we use the 4K print in the big beautiful premiere theater there, and I just hosted a screening a couple of weeks ago of Ghostbusters, and it looked amazing. The cinematography, all the special effects, and everything, it just looked great. And you can have that kind of experience on a smaller scale, obviously. At home, it's a little expensive now, but they will, you know, they'll price it. It'll be priced accordingly at some point. So, all right, Jeff. If people couldn't get through to get a question answered, what is your email address?
YourMediaMan@AT&T.net.
YourMediaMan@AT&T.net. YourMediaMan@AT&T.net. All right. Have a great rest of your June, and we'll see you in July.
Looking forward to it.
As we always do. Okay, so that's Jeff Tuckman, everybody. Jeff will join us again next month. So there you go. We are going to take a break for the news. When we come back, I will be joined in studio by my old friend Esmeralda Leon, who's going to hang out with us. We're going to catch up with her, and then all the regular Friday features will happen. She's going to be here till the end of the show at 5 a.m. So please stay tuned for that right here on 720 WGN. It'll all begin right after the news, which is coming up right after this. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio here, 18 stories above beautiful downtown Chicago. And we're here till 5 a.m. All of the regular Friday features are coming up. We're going to check in with Vic Vaughn, even though he's got the morning off. He is going to call in, and we are going to do another edition of Vic's Picks as Vic continues to try and, you know, get some musical knowledge by going through the Rolling Stone list of the top 100 albums of all time. And we'll get an update on what he's been listening to and how he likes it and what he's learned and all that cool stuff. So Vic's Picks coming up 3:30. And then after the 4 o'clock news, all the other regular features, we've got You Big Dummy, Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, and, of course, Fly James Friday. Right now, though, I would like to welcome to the studio our old friend, who we miss very much on a regular basis on the show, the great Esmeralda Leon. Hi, Esmeralda.
Hi.
It's so good to see you.
Aw, ditto.
It's always good to see you.
Aw.
How you been?
Good.
Yeah?
I'm doing well.
Yeah? What have you been up to? Let's play a little catch-up here.
Just working.
Where are you
normal
working?
People job.
A normal people job?
Yeah. It's a company called Crafty. We essentially we are in mainly startups, tech offices. We fill their kitchens with everything that they could possibly desire, from yogurt snacks, eggs, everything.
Wow.
It's bananas. You walk into a lot of these tech offices, mainly tech offices, a lot of younger offices, but
yeah,
they get everything and anything they desire.
What movie did I see just recently that where somebody got a job at a tech company and it was ridiculous, the stuff that they had?
Yeah.
I guess that's based in reality then.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense because they want them there as long as possible.
Right.
I've been there. I usually start very early in the morning. So right now I should be sleeping.
Yeah.
I'm not working this morning.
Oh, okay.
Normally I'm sleeping. I actually wake up now when you're done. So it's terrible.
Yeah. So you get up at 5 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
Wow.
Completely switched schedules. But
are the offices down here?
Yeah. Yeah. All downtown. But sometimes we've walked in the morning and there's people like sleeping in like little alcoves and stuff like that.
Because they pulled all nighters?
Yeah. They're working through the night or doing whatever they need to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Have we ever fallen asleep on the overnights? I don't think so.
I mean, I have.
Yeah.
I've taken mini naps.
Have you?
I'm notorious for that.
It's tiring.
Yeah.
To sit in front of a microphone.
Yeah, it is. Certainly is. To just talk in front of a microphone. So are you having a good time at this job?
Yeah. Yeah. They're quite nice. They've only been around for 3 years, and we've actually just expanded to San Francisco.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's good for them. So I don't see any of that action, but.
But how's V?
V is doing good.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's, if you'd like to catch V, he works at a brewery, it's a tap room restaurant called Twisted Hippo, also just opened this year.
Okay.
On Montrose and Richmond.
Okay.
So if you're in the Albany Park area, Twisted Hippo.
Can he walk there?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that must be nice.
Yeah.
He can just walk to work.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
It's a cool place.
What else have you been doing? Have you watched? Let's talk a little pop culture stuff. You seen any films over the past like months?
What did I just watch? Oh, I watched the Han Solo movie.
Solo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
What?
I did not know I would cry that much.
Yeah.
I cried a lot.
I like that movie. It got slammed by the critics.
Really?
Oh, I
thought it was very sweet.
And it didn't make a lot of money either. It was considered, you know, like as part of the, you know, the Star Wars franchise goes.
Yeah.
It was pretty much considered a disappointment. But I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I liked it too.
Yeah. Great cast too.
Yeah.
You know, you put Woody Harrelson in any movie and I'm kind of there. So, yeah. Anything else?
What else? I don't know why, but I decided to watch all the Blade movies. Which the second one is awesome.
Yeah, oh yeah.
The third one, what is happening there?
The third one, okay. Here's
That's
I like
Tara. It's very 2000s.
I like all three of them. I gotta
it's
say,
so to that intro where they're just it's so 2000s.
Yeah, but it's the first Blade was a real surprise.
Oh yeah,
because that was at a time when Wesley Snipes was making really crappy movies. Like, he made Boiling Point and Passenger 57 and all these stupid action movies after, like, you know, debuting in, like, you know, really great Spike Lee movies like Mo Better Blues and Jungle Fever. And I was like, oh, I love this Wesley Snipes guy. And then he got into that rut where he was just doing stupid action movie after stupid action movie after stupid action movie. And Blade came out right around that time.
Yeah.
And I went in going, oh, this is going to suck. The first 10 minutes of that movie.
Yeah, no, it's
Blade,
great.
I was like, oh, my God, this is fantastic. And I ended up liking all of them. Yeah, Blade 2 is great.
Blade 2 is amazing. Then that third one, I was like, what's happening?
Yeah, the third one's weird. It and just Triple went. H, Triple H is in it from the WWE.
Yeah.
And Ryan Reynolds in that too?
Yes. And he essentially, Ryan Reynolds now is just playing himself and everything, right?
Yeah, he's Deadpool and everything.
Right.
Yeah.
Even before
he was Deadpool, he was Deadpool.
Yeah.
In all of the movies.
Yeah. And yeah. I haven't seen any of it yet, but I really need to get cable or find some way to find it. What We Do in the Shadows.
I know.
I love the movie, and I'm sad I haven't seen that. But I saw a clip where they were in like some vampire society, like club.
Oh, yeah, and it was all insane cameos.
Yes, and Wesley Snipes was there.
Wesley Snipes
via
was
Skype.
Via Skype. He was, yeah. That show.
He's a daywalker.
You have to find a way to see it, Esmeralda. It's hilarious.
I know. I love all those people.
And, oh, my God, it's so funny. And that episode in particular was just cameo after cameo after cameo. Like, anybody who's played a vampire in the past 15 years in a movie is in it. When Tilda Swinton showed up, I was like, okay.
Oh, I was excited for Paul. What's his face?
Paul.
He's in the original Buffy movie.
Oh, Paul Reubens. Yes. Oh, yeah, of course. Yes. Yeah.
He was my favorite part of that movie. When he gets to say, he's like, that's the best part.
He's great in that movie. That's right. And also the guys who from the movie. We Do in the Shadows made an appearance in that episode too. And Tahiki, he's directed a lot of them. The guy who directed the original, and they've created it. So their stamp is all over it. They might not be in it.
Yeah.
And the cast.
I would hope so, because
the cast is really funny. They're really, especially the woman who plays Nadja. She is unbelievably hilarious.
Yeah. Well, I'll watch anything with Matt Berry.
Yeah. Oh, he's so funny. But. Yeah, no, you got to see it. It was one of those shows where, like, every episode.
Yeah,
I was just laughing. Now, you don't have the cables?
No, we don't have the cable, it's not streaming anywhere.
You're not streaming. Have you watched Barry on HBO with Bill Hader?
We have HBO, and I haven't seen it. And V was just said he watched some of it, and he said I should watch it. I know this.
It's so great. It's so great. And Hader is now directing episodes.
Oh, look at him.
And he co-created it. He writes them.
Yeah.
There's an episode. It's a standalone episode. Because, obviously, it's episodic and it follows a storyline all the way through. You got to watch it every week. Like, almost every TV show does that now. You remember when there was a time when a TV show would be, like, everything would be settled in the hour?
Right.
And they would move on to a new adventure next week?
Yeah, and if it was a double episode, that was like sweeps.
Ooh, part two to be continued.
It's like, oh no, so what's going to happen?
Now it's one long story, all of the shows. But there's a standalone episode where Barry is, you know the plot, right? He's a hitman who wants to act.
Yes.
And he's trying to get out of being a hitman. But he's really good at killing people. And Henry Winkler plays his acting teacher, and he's spectacular in it. So anyway, there's a standalone episode where a cop blackmails Barry into killing his ex-wife's new husband.
Oh,
because he's still jealous. Mm-hmm. So he said he would drop all the charges on Barry. You know, because they knew that they discovered a bunch of murders that he did, and so he's like, "But you have to go and kill this guy for me." So the entire episode is him and the guy. Who's a Taekwondo artist?
Okay,
like fighting, and like him trying to kill him, and then his daughter comes home, who's like 8.
Mm-hmm.
She's a Taekwondo expert, and then the rest of it is this little girl beating the crap out of Bill Hader, and doing like insane things, like climbing up trees really quickly and jumping on roofs, and it is really seriously, it's one of the best episodes of TV I've seen in a long, long time.
Wow,
yeah. And it's so, and Hader directed that episode, and he made a statement about his style of direction with this. It's just, it's great. Have you seen any have you gone to the theaters?
A new movie?
Yeah.
I actually watched John Wick 3.
Yeah.
And I'm still, like, I can't even believe that. That was amazing. Like, I had to wait because I hadn't seen the second one, so I watched the second one, and then
Then you you've seen all three, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
They are amazing.
They're so good.
And Keanu can get it.
Yeah, he can.
He can get it real hard.
Yes, he can. You know, I mean, I love him using horses to kill people and stuff, and
those dog scenes.
The dog scenes, dog parkour. Yeah, and I'm not a huge fan of Halle Berry. I loved her in John Wick Chapter 3, and yeah. I especially loved her dogs.
I just watched her in. Do you ever watch those online episodes of The Hot Ones? Where they
eat hot
chicken wings.
Yeah. Right. They try to make the funniest one. You ever seen the one with Key and Peele?
Maybe not. I don't think I've seen that one.
What's the dude's name who hosts it?
Sean Evans.
Yeah, Sean. Yeah, that's right.
I'm not particularly. I don't know if I like him. He seems
I love the concept.
Robotic.
I love the concept. Yeah. And watching them eat, and the hot sauce is getting increasingly hotter.
No, that's the best. He's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't know how to talk to people.
The best was when Key and Peele were on, and as you know, because it's just so funny to watch.
Yeah.
How the Scoville scale goes up and up and up and up. And how the people who are trying to eat these wings are reacting. And at one point, they can't. Some people can't even speak. It gets so bad they can't.
They start hallucinating.
Yeah.
I mean, I can believe it.
Yeah. So at one point, I think it was maybe because they do like usually 5-6 bottles of hot sauce, and they get hotter and hotter. This is called Hot Ones, and it's online. It's really a lot of fun to watch. But so with Key and Peele, Keegan-Michael Key just kept saying, "You go to hell, Sean. Just go to hell."
I mean,
he's taking a bite. He's getting up and walking around because he can't sit down. He's like, "You go to hell, Sean. Just go to hell."
Did they make it?
Yeah, they did.
The whole way through. Yeah. Hallie did too.
Yeah, they did. And they do the dab at the end.
Yes.
Where you actually dab more of the hot sauce on there. I find those extraordinarily entertaining.
Yeah. No, they're pretty funny.
Yeah.
I watched the one with Alana and...
The Broad City.
Yes, the Broad City.
Hilarious.
Yeah, at one point, I think they do start hallucinating. Yeah. They don't know what's happening, what year it is.
Yeah. So that's a fun thing to watch. So anyway... Do you listen to my show ever, or you're sleeping now, right?
No, what? I have a radio alarm clock. Yeah. It doesn't have AM.
What?
I know. I didn't realize until I bought it and I set it up and then no AM. Mm-mm.
That's weird.
Isn't it?
That makes me sad.
I don't know if it's because it has no antenna. You know, to like catch the airwaves or whatever, but yeah, no. It's
That's
only FM.
Just really weird.
Yeah, no, I wake up to the Jams.
Oh,
or
sure.
What is it called? The it's 104.3. I think it is the Jams.
Is that the Jams?
It's all throwbacks to the 2000s.
Oh. Hey, by the way, we're going to play a round of For the Record.
Very good.
And we have, you know, since Skip Skipley's no longer doing it, he took the bong marine and left.
I mean, he's going on his own journey.
Well, we're gonna introduce you to his distant cousin.
Oh.
Slap Slaply.
Okay.
Yeah. So Slap Slaply will be here.
I'm sure he's an upstanding fellow.
Yeah. I'm sure. I would hope so. but we're going to do that in a little bit. And also, I want to. I have a topic here that I want to get to because I know you and I are both massive fans of Weird Al.
Yeah.
So I have.
Who doesn't?
Well, I have an article about the artists that refuse to let Weird Al do parodies of their songs. Jerks.
Like, why?
Yeah. Jerks.
And let then, the man do his funny.
Well, the thing about it is that, you know, when Kurt Cobain said that Nirvana realized that they arrived.
Right?
When Weird Al did a parody of Smells Like Teen Spirit. So that's the kind of attitude you need to have with Weird Al.
Exactly.
Yeah. Do you know, it was only recently that he got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
That's a shame.
How the hell did it take that long?
It's a shame.
He should have. I mean, in the early '80s, he should have had a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
I know in The Simpsons, when he was on The Simpsons, doesn't Homer say like, "If you're not a fan of Weird Al, you're
something
not a fan of life or something like that"?
Which is the truth. Which is true. All right, Esmeralda, hang on. Esmeralda Leon is with us. She's back. She's going to hang out with us for the rest of the morning here. If you want to jump in at any time, say hello to her or anything. It's 312-981-7200 for talk and text. 312-981. 7200 right here on WGN. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline Studio here until 5 o'clock. Coming up at 3:30, our first regular feature will be Vic's Picks, and he's going to call in. He's not working this morning. Roger's in the newsroom, but he's going to call in, and we are going to get what he's listening to lately, an update on that. And then straight out of contact, Nick D Show Spies, You Big Dummy, and Fly Jams Friday. And but right now, I would like to welcome back to the studio Esmeralda Leon. So did you play that, Tom? Did you play that for her?
I did that special.
Yeah. I just saw them.
You did?
Yeah.
We had Jim Ryan in the other morning.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think I saw that he was there.
And he interviewed them.
Shut up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's met and interviewed them. Yeah. So how were they?
They were amazing,
yeah.
As usual.
It's garbage, by the way, we're talking.
Yes.
About.
Yeah. Did he tell you that the guy from Filter was there?
The guy from Filter?
Yes. I forgot that guy's name.
The band Filter?
Yeah.
No.
You know, hey, man, nice shot.
Yeah, yeah.
Take a picture. He sang that one song. He sang the Take a Picture song.
And oh, then, and oh, then Take left. A Picture. I like that song.
Yeah, and then he left.
Did he open?
No,
he just came out during the garbage set.
So they had no. So it was a charity thing.
Oh,
a charity
right.
concert.
Right, right, right.
And it was garbage. Some other bands. Two other bands. I didn't know. I showed up late.
Yeah.
Because I was like, you know what? I'm tired.
Yeah.
I'm just coming to see garbage.
Yeah.
And he came out with one of the bands, and because it was about The charity was for
addiction
and yeah. stuff, and mainly
like,
in music.
How music can help you through addiction. Yeah, and how music is used to help through.
Oh, okay. I think it's addiction. Also helping musicians.
Yeah, like, and it also, I mean, I think all the money goes to that charity.
Right.
But one of the main functions is that their theory is that it's hard to go through, withdrawal from
yeah.
addiction problems, and music sometimes helps.
Oh, yeah, I
and
would
so,
believe it.
Yeah.
But he was there, and he was talking about how Take a Picture, I guess he was drunk on an airplane and couldn't remember. He didn't remember anything, and I guess he yelled something about taking a picture or something like that because he couldn't remember it after the fact.
Oh.
So that's the basis of that song.
Wow.
I hear it all the time at the Marianos, which cracks me up.
They play take a Picture?
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
But yeah, he came out. Said his thing and then sang that song and then walked
and then
away.
He left.
I was kind of sad because I'm like, play, hey man, nice shot.
Yeah, Filter. Wow.
And they had him like on the front of the like the ad and everything, like and featuring so and so. And I'm just like, oh, he's gonna play. That's kind of fun. And then
song.
He just played the one song.
Told
and
a
left.
Story. Song.
Yeah.
Go
like,
on.
All right. Bye.
I get that. I get Filter confused with that other band, and I can't even think of the name of the band. But they did a song called Shimmer.
Oh yeah, yes, yeah. That makes sense.
I get it, that it's so far for me to
yeah.
go. It's too far.
They kind
away.
Of look like each other. I feel like the guy from Filter has pointier features.
Yeah,
than
but
that
I get
guy.
The, and they're right around the same time. Those
yeah.
those the bands like kind of broke.
Mm-hmm.
I love that song Shimmer though.
Is that by Fuel?
Fuel.
Yes.
That's it. And their names, one word names that
Fuel,
start with F.
Filter. I'm sure they played festivals together.
They probably have. But no, I used to get those guys confused all the time. I'd be like, who did that? Was that who? What?
Yeah.
But I really love Shimmer. I love that song.
Yeah. Wasn't that guy.
Wasn't that guy. Okay. Yeah. If he would have showed up and played a song by Filter and then left, it would have been weird.
I mean, no one would have noticed.
Oh, man. Oh, some texts have come in, Esmeralda.
Oh.
630, Brian says from Savannah, we miss you, Esmeralda.
Oh.
301 says to Esmeralda, so wonderful to hear you back on the show. Very happy to hear that your new job is going well in a little smiley face.
Oh, good.
And 630, Esmeralda, so good to hear you two at it again. Really fun to listen to today. Sam says, hi, Esmeralda. I miss hearing you on Nick's show, and I hope you're doing well. 630 area code says, and you can, I'll give this to you, and you can count the exclamation points as we've done
oh,
in the past.
Oh, okay, yes.
Esmeralda Leon's WGN's greatest traffic enchantress finally returns.
Wow. I mean, that's, wow.
You're an enchantress.
I mean.
Well, you are, this morning, you're a Heartmelda.
Right.
We got to get back to Esmeralda the Heartmelda.
Mm-hmm.
You know what his nickname is?
What?
Tom Hush?
What is it?
Luscious Hushes. That's his fly jam nickname.
That doesn't even make sense.
This is here. Listen.
Oh yeah, Luscious Hushes, baby.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Hang on, Esmeralda. Okay. We got a break for the news. When we come back, we're going to talk about Weird Al.
Yes.
And then Slap Slapley's on his way.
Mm-hmm. How does he get here?
A Boeing jet.
Oh, good for him.
He lands on the roof. I just want you to know that. Okay.
As he should.
We'll take a break. We got to take a break. We got the news coming up, and then more with Esmeralda Leon this morning. She's staying until 5. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And the news is up after this.
We've been spending most of our lives living in an Amish paradise. I churned butter once or twice, living in an Amish paradise. It's hard work and sacrifice, living in an Amish paradise. We sell quilts at discount price, living in an Amish paradise.
Right. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back, everybody. We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio. It's Friday morning. We're going to get to our regular Friday features coming up, starting at 3:30 with Vic's Picks. He's going to call in, even though he's off this morning. But in studio with me right now is our old friend, Esmeralda Leon. Always great to see you, Esmeralda.
Same.
And I miss you every morning.
Oh,
yeah,
thanks.
I do. And I know the listeners do, too. So, but anyway, welcome back.
Thank you.
And you're going to be hanging out, and I hope that when we get to Straight Out of Context, there's a couple of Lou Manfredinis in there for you since you're here.
Yes.
I hope there's a couple of Lou Manfredinis. We never know. But you know, of course, Wendy Snyder still dominates. That's
Come on.
That's still.
It's just Wendy being Wendy.
Exactly right. So, well, welcome back, everybody. Now, the reason why we played that song, the Weird Al song, is because I have here from Mental Floss, 9 musicians who refuse to let Weird Al Yankovic parody their songs. And that one, the reaction from Coolio was not Coolio. He was upset after that.
It's quite a play on words.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. You know, I won an award, by the way.
I did.
Yeah, that's why.
Right.
Because I say stuff like
just
that. Because it was not
they
Coolio.
They pointed that. I'm sure you've referenced that before.
Right.
And that was what cinched it.
But anyway, so they asked him about it at an award show backstage or something, Coolio, with his hairio. And
wow.
And he was like, no, I don't appreciate it. And he was like angry about it.
Yeah. No, I remember that was like the bad thing in the behind the music.
Right.
The only bad thing in his entire story.
Yeah, that was the only. That's right. I totally forgot that was. Oh, here's the bit. You know, because he never got addicted to anything. And then
Coolio didn't.
Because there was he was never in rehab.
Yeah.
He never got divorced. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, but then years later, Coolio was like, I apologize. I was being a jerk. And the song's funny.
But it was mainly because Coolio didn't give permission. Weird Al had asked, but I guess the record company didn't even bother to ask Coolio himself.
Right.
They just let him do it.
And he also was upset because the subject matter of Gangster's Paradise is pretty serious.
I mean, yes, but then, I mean, I guess now it's kind of silly, Dangerous Minds, but...
Dangerous Minds.
At the time, it wasn't.
Yeah. No, it was silly. Even at the time, it was silly. Yeah.
Well, then, you can't have your song in that movie.
I love Michelle Pfeiffer's. I think she's...
Yeah.
I like
she's in the video.
She's in the video.
Do you
want
to tell
that's
me
right.
something?
That turns the chair around.
What?
That's the slick move right there, turning that chair around.
That means business.
Yeah. I'm going to straddle the chair backwards. That means I'm serious. So here's the introduction. For the past 40 years, Weird Al Yankovic has been churning out hit songs by putting his own spoofy twist on chart toppers to come up with tunes like Eat It, Like a Surgeon, White and Nerdy, which is one of the best Weird Al songs ever, and Amish Paradise. While the First Amendment and fair use copy laws mean that Yankovic doesn't have to get permission for the original song recording artists to record the parody song, but out of courtesy and respect, he always does, which means that he has got an occasional no. So he doesn't really have to.
Right.
But he always asks. Which, again,
he's a polite
person. But that's the thing about... just add that to the list of things that make Weird Al rule.
He's polite.
He's awesome. So here's the first one. Paul McCartney. And that disappoints me.
Really?
It says, Weird Al wanted to do a parody of the Wings song, Live and Let Die. But Paul McCartney turned him down. Yankovic explains, I wanted to do chicken pot pie. and Paul was a good sport. He said, I would love for you to do it, but this, you could not make it about chicken because I'm a I'm a vegetarian. I don't want to condone the eating of animal flesh, but it wouldn't work with tofu pot pie. So Weird Al still plays bits and pieces of the parody song during his live performances, but he has yet to get permission from McCartney to record it.
That is...
Get over it, Paul.
So his objection is...
Yeah, but he's, you know... I mean, even The Simpsons.
He turned Lisa. He helped Lisa become a vegetarian.
That was one of his rules, that if he does the show and everything, Lisa has to be a vegetarian.
She has to remain a vegetarian.
Yeah.
Which she did.
There has to be something he could have turned that song into.
Yeah.
Chicken to make it veggie.
About this, Eminem.
Oh, yeah.
In 2003, Weird Al intended Couch Potato to be the first single off of his then-new album Poodle Hat. The song was a parody of Eminem's Academy Award-winning song Lose Yourself from 8 Mile. While Eminem gave Weird Al permission to parody the song, the rapper denied him permission to use it as a single and to be the center of a music video. It says, Eminem was fine with me having the parody on my album, but said he was afraid that a Weird Al video might distract from his legacy.
Okay, Eminem.
That it would be taken somehow, that it would somehow make people take him less seriously as an important hip-hop artist.
Yeah, that you don't need the video.
That's what Yankovic says. In response, Interscope Records spokesman Dennis Dennehy said on Eminem's behalf, it's an important personal piece of music for him, a piece of art. He doesn't mind him doing the song, but he didn't want to change the kid's visual perception on what that image was. He wanted to make sure that the image would remain intact.
I guess.
Yeah.
I've been to spin classes where they play that.
Where they play Lose Yourself?
Yes.
Really?
Because you're biking and it's motivating or something.
Lose Yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I guess that makes sense. I mean, don't they play it when they're getting pumped up for the rap battles and stuff? Isn't that
sure?
Well,
yeah,
at all the rap battles.
They always play Eminem beforehand.
The kids do, them little kids, that they do their little rap battles.
Yep, Eminem is still the best.
Yeah. Prince. That makes sense to
me. Yeah.
Over the many decades of Weird Al's career, Prince has been the one recording artist who has never let him parody one of his songs. It's not for lack of trying. He tried to do spoofs of Kiss in 1999. Since the 1980s, without success. The only person who consistently said no has been Prince. I haven't approached him in 20 years, he told Access Hollywood back in 2014. He just wasn't into parody.
I guess he could do it now.
Oh, God.
Because they're just releasing all that stuff left and right.
Yeah. I mean, well, Prince, you know, we all know how prolific Prince was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, like, when he died, there was still vaults full of music.
Right. Buddy should have had a will.
That's all the guy did. That's all the guy did.
Apparently, he had his whole house rigged with microphones so that he could just record music at any point.
Just walking down the hallway, whistling a tune.
Yeah.
On his next album.
And he suddenly inspired on the toilet. That wouldn't.
I mean, that's how it happens, right?
Yeah. Well,
could happen anywhere.
I guess.
I'm curious. I'm wondering if there was any like big songs that it's like, yeah, no, I was just making a sandwich in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And this tune came to my mind.
Yeah. Wiring the whole house.
It was worth it, that one song.
Wow. All right. I would have loved to have heard Weird Al do a Prince parody. And then like maybe when Doves Cry. And then have him in the tub video, like have Weird Al in the tub.
And I mean, he had the hair for it.
Yeah.
He had the hair to be very Prince-like.
Yeah. Good old Weird Al. He's weird and his name is Al.
Yeah. Yes.
How about this one? Jimmy Page. Okay, this is ridiculous because Jimmy Page allowed Kashmir to be used in that stupid Godzilla song.
Well, because he was on it, though.
Puffy Daddy. Yeah, but that's dumber than Weird Al. Stupid song. While he's a big fan of Weird Al's music, guitarist Jimmy Page declined Yankovic permission to turn Led Zeppelin songs into a polka medley.
Oh, come on.
That would have been awesome. However, Page did allow Weird Al to do an interpolation of Black Dog in Yankovic's Trapped in the Drive-Thru, which was a parody of R. Kelly's Trapped in the Closet. Yankovic told the Toronto Sun, "It's actually quite a coup that I was able to get Led Zeppelin to let me and my band do a little bit of Black Dog in the Trapped in the Drive-Thru. They're famous for not letting people do anything with their music." Yeah, not anymore. They
were in Thor.
Yeah, which was fantastic.
Right. I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah. To me, it was like, oh, it took this long for them to use the immigrant song in a Thor movie?
Yeah.
Seriously?
I mean, it's literally talking about Thor.
Exactly.
And
they use it three times in the movie, too.
Well, they got to get their money's worth.
It's fantastic. But I'll tell you what, though. They've since changed their opinion. But back when, and this is, I've talked about this before, the reason why Linkletter's movie is called Dazed and Confused is because they wouldn't give them rights to use any of the music. And you can't make a movie that takes place in May of 1976 and not include Led Zeppelin.
Right. It's like those CDs you see on late night where they're just like hits of the 60s and there's no Beatles. There's nothing.
Exactly. So that's why it's called Dazed and Confused. And that's why the main character, one of the main characters, is named Randall Floyd, so that his nickname could be Pink, because Pink Floyd also wouldn't give permission.
Are these almost like knocks to them? Like, well, I see you. I didn't get to use your music, so now I'm going to...
Well, it was like, it would be... Well, I think it was because that movie is just so accurate in every possible way. Mm-hmm. And every music cue is perfect in that movie. That to make a movie in to be in that time period, you can't not have at least a mention of Pink Floyd or a mention of Led Zeppelin. You can't.
Right.
Because they, I mean, you know, I was massive fans of those guys back in 76, and they dominated the FM world. So that's why it's called Dazed and Confused, and that's why one of the characters named Randall Pink Floyd. Got to at least mention him. So, all right, hang on, okay? Mm. More stuff shirts saying no to Weird Al. After this on 720 WGM.
Mowing my front lawn. I know they're all thinking I'm so white and nerdy.
Think I'm just too white and nerdy.
Think I'm just too white and nerdy.
Can't you see I'm white and nerdy?
Look at me, I'm white and nerdy.
I wanna roll with the gangsters. But so far they all think I'm too white and nerdy.
We've talked about this before, Esmeralda. He's a damn genius. Weird Al is a damn genius.
Yeah, he's...
God, I love him.
Yeah, I don't know how he comes up with these rhymes.
He's so great.
You know who's in this video?
There's a couple of...
There's a couple of cameos. Yeah. You got Seth Green, but mainly, I didn't know this, Key and Peele.
Yeah, Key and Peele.
The very beginning.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. They're the gangsters.
Yep.
The gangsters.
Yeah, gangsters. That's right. Key and Peele, by the way, provide voices in the new Toy Story movie.
Oh, nice.
And,
what are they?
They play a... Well, they're two dolls. One, I believe, is a cat.
Oh.
And the first trailer that they leaked online, or not leaked, but that they put out online for Toy Story was them in their characters, whatever they are in the characters, but they were doing the valet guys. They were talking about
the characters.
Yeah. They were like, "Oh, I can't wait to see Toy Stories."
Oh, I see.
With Tom Hanks's.
Did you watch any of the? Is it out already? The Twilight Zone.
I don't have the CBS access.
Oh, okay.
Tom watches it and finds it kind of disappointing.
I mean, there's a few good episodes here and there. There's some really interesting stuff, but a lot of it is just kind of like,
yeah,
pretty good.
Oh, that's sad.
Did you see Us?
No. I still have to. I now just wait for things to come on streaming.
Yeah. Well, it should be out on stream. It is out on streaming now.
Because I don't have
to
pay for it. I already paid the streaming service.
Okay.
I will wait till the free things come on the streaming
Fair
service.
Enough.
Well, yes, I actually think I liked it more than Get Out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's certainly scarier than Get Out. There's no question about that. It's scarier.
Well, Get Out wasn't scary.
It's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
You know, but it's definitely... Well, that scene where he's standing outside having a smoke and that dude just starts running towards him in Get Out, I was like, what the hell's happening?
I'm like, why are you still standing there?
There's a,
I would have started running with him.
By the way, coming up, the stories that matter with Vic... Oh, it's not Vic Vaughn.
Roger Badish.
It's Roger Badish in the Northwestern News Medicine Newsroom.
Did you just now realize?
I did. Well, see, that's a promo thing that I print up before every show.
Right.
And I never... I didn't change it.
Yeah, but like when you're saying it, you don't go, oh, yeah, he's not here.
But so by rote, I just read it and boom, just fly through it.
Okay.
So anyway, what the hell were we talking about?
Wow.
Talking Get Out and Us.
Key and
Peele.
There was this terrible movie that just came out with Taraji P. Henson, which was like the Mel Gibson movie where he gets knocked on the head and he can hear women's thoughts.
Oh, yeah. What men
exactly
think about.
I didn't even see it. We got such horrible reviews, I didn't see it. But there was a really funny line in the movie, in the trailer, that really, that I laughed out loud. Mm. And the line is, she's talking to one of her coworkers who's a white guy.
Mm.
And she's like, yeah, I went to see the psychic. And because what happens is she sees this psychic and she drinks the tea and the tea messes with her.
It's Erykah Badu.
It's Erykah Badu. Exactly. Yes. It's Erykah Badu. So she says, yeah, so she offered me this tea and I drank the tea and all kinds of weird stuff happened. And then his line is, wait a minute, you drank the tea? I thought black people don't drink tea anymore after Get Out.
I mean,
that was a very funny line. I was like, okay, that's funny. Okay, Coolio is the next one here. We've covered this. We've covered this one already. How about this? How is this possible? Michael Jackson. How is that possible? He had to eat it. He did fat.
Now, did Michael write his music, or was it other people?
No. He did. Yeah.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think he had co-writers and stuff like that. But like Rob Templeton wrote a bunch of his really good stuff. But he wrote some songs.
Okay.
It says, although Michael Jackson gave Weird Al permission to spoof Bad and Beat It into parody songs Fat and Eat It, respectively, the King of Pop denied Yankovic consent to parody his 91 song Black or White. Michael wasn't into it because he thought Black or White was more of a message song, and he didn't feel as comfortable with a parody with that one, which I completely understood. Though he never recorded the spoof Snack All Night, he does perform it live from time to time. And fun fact, Michael Jackson shares a co-writing credit on Eat It.
I do like that they're all food related.
Yeah.
That's all food related.
That's probably why, right?
Michael
Snack
Jackson.
All Night.
Weezer. In 1996, Weird Al included a number of popular alternative rock songs into one polka medley called the Alternative Polka. He originally included a snippet of Weezer's Buddy Holly, but then the band reconsidered. Buddy Holly by Weezer was originally in the Alternative Polka, Yankovic said on his website. In fact, it was completely recorded, and we were able to do the final mix when we got a call from Weezer's management. Apparently, the song's writer, Rivers Cuomo, decided that for whatever reason, he didn't want his song to be in the medley after all. So at the very last minute, we physically cut the song out of the medley. And I'm still kind of bummed, but it sounded really weird. It sounded really cool.
Come on, Rivers.
Yeah, come on.
And now they're doing covers.
Yeah, exactly.
What?
That's
really?
That's super wrong.
Yeah,
man. That's.
You know, they're getting mileage out of doing Africa.
Right. They should add it back in now.
I agree. Daniel Powder.
Oh, is that Have a Bad Day?
Have
guy?
A bad day. Had a bad day.
How is that guy not letting everyone?
Right. Exactly.
Come on. How much money can you make from the one song?
2006, Weird Al wanted to spoof Daniel Powder's Bad Day with the parody, You Had a Bad Date. See, that's got hit written all over it. But the recording artist denied Yankovic permission to record it, at least at first. And then literally the day before we went into the studio to record White and Nerdy, we got a call saying he changed his mind and he wanted to do it after all. And I had to inform him that the train had already left the station.
Wow.
Yeah, Weird Al. Good for you.
Because he knew. He was like, oh, no.
I made a big mistake.
I'm a one-hit wonder.
That's right.
Non-stop clown show. Damn.
Non-stop clown show. Atlantic Records, after receiving James Blunt's blessing to parody his song You're Beautiful, Weird Al recorded and planned to release the spoof You're Pitiful as the first single from his Straight Outta Linwood album. However, Blunt's record label, Atlanta Records, stepped in and denied Yankovic use of the parody because they felt it might hurt James Blunt's brand and public image.
What? Come on.
Weird Al. James Blunt hurts his own public image. What are we talking about here? When later released White and Nerdy, a spoof of Ridin' as the first single, and then released You're Pitiful online for free. I had a longstanding history of respecting artists and their wishes, he wrote at NPR. So if James Blunt himself was objecting, I wouldn't even offer the parody free on my website, but it's a bunch of suits who are actually going against the artist's wish, and I have absolutely no problem with that. offering more than...
Anti-establishment, Weird Al. Yeah.
There it is. And then we got a text here. 224 area code says, Weird Al should have done a parody of the Elton John song Grow Some Funk of Your Own called Blow Some Chunks of Your Own.
Okay.
All right.
He should send that in. He or she should send that in.
Send that in. See how far that goes.
Yeah. You'll get a credit there.
So there you go. James Blunt.
Well, I'm glad that he himself was fine.
He was fine with it. It was a record company.
It's those stuffy stuffs. What'd you call them?
Stuffed shirts.
Stuffed shirts. Mm-hmm. Stuffed with money.
Stuffed shirts.
All they care about.
That's all they care about.
Not the art.
Not the art of Weird Al. And Weird Al, it is art.
Have you, I remember watching the Behind the Music, and they were talking about the songs that he just does in styles of.
Yeah.
That are just like really great because he just figures out the little nuances and the little things about the actual style of it.
Yeah.
Because I think he did like a Talking Heads-esque.
He did a few of those.
Original.
And by the way, if you've ever seen Weird Al in concert, he's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
He's unbelievable.
I've seen stuff on TV, I think.
Yeah, and he's a hell of an accordion player, and the polka stuff that he plays is unbelievable. So,
I'm really a fan of his when he includes in the polka Papa Don't Preach.
Yeah.
Super good.
Yeah. By the way, Madonna's new album comes out. She's playing the Chicago Theater for 4 nights.
Are you going to go?
What do you think?
You're going to be front row.
What do you think? Look, I'm going home to watch Jimmy Fallon because she's on.
Are you going to be front row and then wear a lace gloves?
Waist gloves. I'll have the...
Like a crucifix thing.
Yeah, and... I'll have the boy toy.
A little half shirt?
The little half shirt, yeah.
Yes.
Don't know how I feel about that.
Okay. All right, we're going to break here. The news is up next. That's my karaoke go-to. Used to do it. I mean, anytime I go to karaoke, I would do Higher by Creed. I would
do
the whole.
Undo your shirt.
I would do the whole like. I would do the Jesus Christ pose and all that stuff.
Yeah, you undo your shirt and with the arms out. Yeah, he always. I think he was.
No, he was in. He's in a tank top, a white tank top in there.
Yeah,
okay.
He's in a white tank top.
Yeah, no, trust me. I know that. By the way, Scott Stapp's in town tonight.
Why?
Slick doing a solo gig, but playing all of Creed's hits.
Oh,
so don't go in the first 5 rows because he sweats like a pig.
Well, you need a tarp or some.
No, seriously, I watched on that Axis channel.
Mm-hmm.
I watched a Creed concert.
And was it raining?
And no, I'm telling you, I was worried for Scott Stapp. I have never seen more sweat pour out of a human being in my life. He went through 4 shirts.
Get him a Gatorade.
I was like, my God. And I'm not kidding. Splashing people in the front row. Sweat pouring off of him. And I was
like Shamu.
My God.
Got those ponchos on.
Where is he playing?
I think at the Arcata.
Oh, okay.
I think.
I was going to say that, or I was going to guess City Winery.
Yeah.
That seems like a place where
have a nice
Scott
Chardonnay and watch Scott Stapp.
Watch Scott Stapp sweat.
Yeah, it is the Arcata Theater in St. Charles.
Yeah.
Oh,
there you go. Scott Stapp, man, singing all the Creed hits.
Oh, boy.
He'll have his arms wide open. Yeah, no, Higher. I used to get a good response because I would mock Scott Stapp.
Right.
Yeah.
But I legitimately like that song. So.
Oh, boy.
Fun song.
I do. All right. Well, speaking of music, you see how I segued?
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I see why you get these awards.
I got that award last week just because of that.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do another edition of For the Record.
Mm-hmm.
This is when I have to get a piece of paper in order to keep track of scorings. So
it's a very detailed and involved scoring process.
It is, man. It's very, very difficult. All right. So now, our old host of Pop-Up Video and then for the record,
yes,
was the great Skip Skipley,
mm-hmm.
one of the finest game show hosts ever to game show host.
Right, yeah.
And Skip Skipley has left the building.
Yeah, completely.
He's traveling elsewhere.
Yeah, I'm going to assume he's in the middle of the ocean somewhere.
He's retired.
Having some kind of party.
He's in the Bong Marine, retired. Yeah. Well, just out of the Learjet who just showed up,
mm-hmm. That was a Boeing.
It's a Boeing. Yeah, Boeing Learjet. Learjet.
Is that the same? Okay.
So, and just stepping in to the producer, Tom left. Tom's out for a little while.
Right.
While this is happening. It's Slap Slapley.
Oh.
A distant cousin of Skip Skipley. Hi, Slap.
Hello there.
Oh, he's British.
Yes.
I didn't know that Slap Slapley was British.
Oh, very distant cousin, Nick. Very distant. Cousin.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So there's Slap Slapley, everybody. So we're going to play a round of For the Record, and there are different categories. And Slap will announce the category and ask a question.
But this family's got some money.
Yeah.
Boeing jets, sure. Bong Marines.
Man. Again, it goes. Yeah,
I'm the Duke of Firth.
Oh,
the Duke of Firth.
Whatever that is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean.
All right. Are we ready?
Yes.
Okay. Let's start there. Slap.
All right, Esmeralda.
Mm-hmm.
How are you?
Good.
Good. You're looking lovely. Your category is from the 80s. In late 1981 and early 1982, Hard in My Heart became a hit for what band? Was it A, The Motels, B, Quarter Flash, C, In Excess, or D, The Arteries?
The Motels. No.
Quarter Flash.
It was Quarter Flash.
That's a band?
Ooh. Yeah. And yeah. the lead singer was a chick, and the gimmick was she played sax. Like, she would sing the song and then play the sax.
Was she like that dude from the...
No, not shirtless from Lost Boys, no.
It wasn't that hard?
No, it wasn't that guy. No. All right, so you didn't get that one.
No.
All right,
no,
Slap, I'm ready.
All right, Nick. This one's from the 90s. I barely remember the 90s. Where did...
Well, if you didn't remember, it means you were there.
That's right.
Is that how
I guess so. All right, Nick. Where did the Fugees get their name? Was it A, from the 60s dance, the Fuge? B, from the town of Fuge, Ohio? C, from their manager? Or D, from the word refugees?
D.
That is correct. Very good, Nick. Very, very good.
I was hoping it was Ohio.
Ohio.
They
just
go through there and I'm like, we need a name for our band. Yeah.
And a dance craze called the Fuge.
Which happened in Fuge, Ohio.
Yeah. I remember that. All right. 1-0. Oh, by the way, if we win,
yes.
The zombie of Tom Petty
will
drive us to Pittsburgh.
Oh, is he from there?
No, I don't know.
Oh, okay. He just likes it.
I think Tom Petty was from California, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, okay. I think they have some kind of sandwich or something in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, the Permitti Brothers.
Yes, there you
Fantastic
go.
Fantastic place.
Well, there you go. You can.
Yeah, that's why I'm going.
You can eat one with Tom Petty. He won't eat it.
Zombie, because he's going to eat. He's going to eat me after I finish
right.
the sandwich. So, all right. What's the next one?
All right, next one's for Esmeralda. This is real name. Mm. What was Motley Crue's Nikki Sixx's birth name? Was it Emerson Schwartz, Nicholas Wikstrom, Frank Ferrano, or Nikolai Sixclove? Think.
Is it the Frank one?
That is correct. It was Frank Ferrano.
Yay!
Wow. Okay, nice job. All right, what's next there, Slap?
All right, You're On Stage is the category.
Oh,
Nick.
No.
All right. What album was chosen by the Grammys as the 1986 Album of the Year? Was it Slippery When Wet, Graceland, Freedom, or my personal favorite, Polka Party?
It was Graceland.
Very good, Nick. It was Graceland by the great Paul Simon.
Yes. Slippery when wet. Please.
Got that tattooed on my chest.
That's unfortunate.
What can I say? It was a different time.
Yeah.
He doesn't remember.
It was the 90s.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
It just showed up one day.
Just there. Okay.
All right. Esmeralda, one-hit wonder.
to what does the title of Paul Hardcastle's hit 19 refer? Is it the average age of U.S. soldiers in Vietnam, the average number of baby teeth, the average drinking age, or the voting age in England?
The soldiers.
Very good. That's correct.
Yeah.
The average age.
No, 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 19. 19. No, 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 19.
You remember? Is that? No. Oh. I've never heard that song.
Terrible song. Terrible. We're tied at two, Esmeralda. The excitement is making me sick.
We're doing well. Don't get too sick. Then Tom Petty won't want to eat you.
That's right. Exactly.
All right, Nick. The mosh pit. We're going into the mosh pit. Where was U2's live album Under a Blood Red Sky recorded? Was it Alpine Valley, Wisconsin? The Hollywood Bowl in California? Wembley Stadium in England? Or Red Rocks in Colorado?
Red Rocks.
Red Rocks is correct. Very good.
Yes, and that's a great record, live at Red Rock.
Okay.
Under a Blood Red Sky, it's great. Classic. All right, what's next?
All right, next up, well, we're going to switch to you, correct?
Oh, okay, yeah. So that was the first...
That was the first round.
The first round, okay. So it's 3-2 after the first round. Esmeralda, this is unbelievable.
This is nail-biting.
The excitement is making me vomit.
You're a professional, though. We can't hear it.
No, that's why I get awards. I can vomit on the air without people knowing.
It's like ventriloquism.
The place is covered.
It's quite disgusting in here. It's like
it.
When, you know, when people drink and they can still
talk. Yeah, they can still talk while they're drinking.
With you. Yeah. Vomit, but can still talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Why don't we actually, since we're at the halfway point and we're going to switcheroo, let's take a break. All right, Esmeralda?
All right.
All right, it's 3-2 after the first round. Tom Petty's waiting outside on a horse.
Oh, no. Oh, you're gonna go horseback to Pittsburgh?
No, we're going to... He took a horse here to the car. He's driving the...
Oh, gotcha. Wow.
It's a zombie horse, too.
Of course.
From the first episode of Walking Dead.
Yeah, I mean, I would think a real horse would freak out.
Although there were zombie horses in Survival of the Dead.
Correct.
George's last movie. So, all right.
They're on loan.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to break. All right, Esmeralda?
Okay.
All right, let's do that. Oh, Scott Stapp.
Are we sponsoring that show?
He's singing about his birth of his son in that video. By the way, did I ever tell you the story of Judy Pilak screamed at me about Creed?
That sounds vaguely familiar, but I don't remember why she did it.
Well, because it's kind of I've mentioned many times on the air that I actually non-ironically like Creed. And so she took her kids to go see Creed at the Allstate Arena, and Scott Stapp was so drunk.
Right.
You remember this.
He
was laying on the stage. He couldn't sing. He couldn't think. And then a whole bunch of people who went to that show sued Creed because they had to, like, the show had to be canceled because Scott Stapp was loaded. Mm-hmm. So she's screaming at me.
It's like, hey, I only listen to the albums.
Yeah. It's like, I didn't feed the guy the booze. She's like, how can you recommend a band that does that? And I'm like, so anyway, welcome back to the show, and it's Slap Slaply, and we're back for round two, and we're back, I've got three, and Esmeralda has two. Tom Petty, by the way, is from Gainesville, Florida. We were told off the air. Just want to let people know that he said from downstairs, and I heard him. He said, I'm from Gainesville, Florida.
His voice carries.
Boy, that sounded nothing like Tom Petty. That was the worst Tom Petty impression of all time.
The only way I can think about him now is when
Dana Carvey?
No, what's his name? Would do him on SNL.
Sandler?
No. The other one. The blonde guy with Chris Farley.
Oh, Spade, David Spade. Yeah.
I remember he would always do Don't Come Around Here No More.
Don't
Tom
Come
Petty.
Around Here No More.
So, and it was very Bob Dylan-esque.
It is. It's the imitation of Tom Petty is not very far removed from doing a Bob Dylan impression. I love Tom Petty. I loved him. He was great. All right. Slap, are we ready for the round two? I got this first question.
Right? Very ready for round two. This.
We love your accent. Yeah.
Oh, thank
Slap.
You. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Yeah,
homegrown.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Nick, this is coming to you from the 80s. In 1984, Hard Habit to Break made it to number 3 on the charts. What group brought it there? Was it Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers,
oh.
Chicago, the Moody Blues, or the Little River Band, or LRB, as I like to call them.
As they're called in the other guys. That was Chicago.
Let's find out. Oh, it was Chicago.
Oh, I had that turned down.
Let's try this.
Okay, there you go.
There you go. Yes, Chicago. Correct answer.
Yes.
City on the Make.
Ah, yeah. All right. All right, Esmeralda.
All right, Esmeralda.
Slap is going to slap you.
Oh, boy.
That's what happens if you
His
lose.
His signature.
Yeah. Since I was a boy.
Just All slapping right. people left
My favorite decade, the 90s. In 1991, who did singer-songwriter Paul Simon marry? Was it Cindy Crawford, Grace Slick, Edie Brickell, or Art Garfunkel?
It's Edie Brickell.
It's Brickell there, Slap, not Brickell.
I believe that's how it's probably pronounced.
Oh, that's how it's pronounced
language.
In English.
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right.
Don't you look at me.
Ways.
Edie Brickell.
Listen,
all right.
You got the language from us, not the other way around, mate.
It's like aluminium.
Got oh, that right.
What?
All right. 4-3. Another incredible game here of excitement.
Wait, who's got the 4? You do?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah. I haven't missed one yet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've got goose flesh. All right, Nick. Real name, born Richard Hall. This artist really knows
Come
how
on.
To play. Who is he better known as? Is it Seal, Beck, Moby, or The Edge?
It's no fair.
Is it Moby?
Yes.
That is Moby.
You know, he's a distant family member of
Melville.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know that until like a couple of years ago, and I thought that was pretty cool.
Nerd.
All right.
Okay, Esmeralda, you're on stage.
You're on stage, Esmeralda.
What Addicted to Love artist took a Grammy home in 1986 for Best Rock Vocal Performance, male? Is it David Bowie, Eddie Meadows, Robert Palmer? Or Bill Clinton.
Robert Palmer.
That was...
Sean Wynn.
Very correct.
What was the second one again? What was B?
Eddie Meadows.
Oh, sure. Good that, old Eddie Meadows.
Is that an actual person?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Well, he lost to Robert Palmer.
He did. Deservedly so. Robert Palmer was
used
awesome.
To party with Eddie Meadows back in the day.
Yeah.
Back in the 80s.
Good old Robert Palmer.
All right, Nick.
Yeah, what happened?
Here's your one-hit wonder.
Uh-oh.
What group's lone hit, King of the Hill, came in the summer of 1980? Was it Rick Pinette and Oak? Was it Gwar, the Dream Academy, or the Blow Monkeys?
Wait a minute. Wait. What's the name of the song again?
King of the Hill.
I'm going to go with the first A.
Rick Panetta and Oak?
Yes.
All right.
Oh, I like that.
That is correct.
Wow. Right.
Good job.
Because I knew it couldn't be the Dream Academy. Life in a Northern Town was their hit.
Uh-huh.
The Blow Monkeys was I'm So Into You. Or
Okay, yes.
So, and yeah.
Logical thinking.
I bought that Dream Academy album when it came out because of Life in a Northern Town. And it's one of those deals where you ever buy an album and then you get it home and the rest of the album sucks.
Yeah, I tried not to do that because of that.
Because of
the disappointment.
Life in a Northern Town by Dream Academy is a great song, like a beautiful, great song. Bought it immediately. I bought the album immediately.
Should have just bought the single.
And I should have. And I got home and I listened to the rest of the record. And I'm like, what the hell happened?
I was just talking to V about that. I don't know why. About the Rembrandts.
Ugh!
Because they had that, they had the
Friends
the
theme,
Friends theme but he didn't believe that it was just a song that they had. He thought it was made for the show.
No, that was an actual
hit.
It was their song. Yeah. All right. What do we got? One question left.
Terrible album, by the way.
One question left.
Okay, you can't win, Esmeralda.
Can't win. Ugh. So you're going to get slapped. I've greased my palm.
Oh boy!
What, you paid yourself? What is it? You bribed yourself? Is that what?
I literally put grease on my palm.
Because when you say grease the palm in Chicago, we all know what you're talking about. paying somebody off.
Yeah, in Kent it means literally greasing your palm in order to slap someone across the face.
Do you have a special brand grease that you use?
Kent. Yeah, it's Pennzoil.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
It keeps the motor running.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, they make hand grease.
Hand grease.
Oh, I see. Oh,
only in Kent, though.
Only
it's
in
only
Kent.
Available
very
in
Kentish.
Kent.
I mean, because they do that whole slapping thing.
That's a
makes sense.
Big Kent thing, slapping people around.
Yeah. Why do you think I have such rosy cheeks?
Is this accent that you have? Is this truly a Kent accent?
It's truly a Kent accent.
Uh-huh.
That's where he's from. What are you?
That's where
what
I'm
are
from.
You?
All right.
I don't appreciate this one bit. I'm very offended. Esmeralda, can you believe this?
I can. He's very rude sometimes.
I'm very rude.
Well, this right here, Esmeralda.
Is it your last question?
Last question.
Okay.
All right, you're in the mosh pit. This concert band had hit albums such as Hysteria and Pyromania. Oh. Who are they?
Let's hear the choices.
Let's hear the choices. Is it Spinal Tap? Motley Crue? Mm-hmm. Def Leppard or Aerosmith?
At least they all make sense.
They're all like that kind of era.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Def Leppard.
Excellent!
Yeah.
Def
Leppard. Def Leppard, by the way, I just would like to mention this. They just got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, good for them.
And Warren Zevon's not in. That's all I wanted to say. Def Leppard's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Why don't you
start a campaign? There is a campaign.
Yeah, but you should get behind. I mean, you've done it before.
I've already signed like petitions and stuff online.
Yeah, but you gotta use your notoriety.
What notoriety? It's 3:30 in the morning. Nobody's gonna
use your platform.
Yeah,
I hear they had to pay to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They had to pay a big price. Yeah, it cost the drummer an arm.
Oh
no!
Woo!
Wow! I can't believe you went there, man. All right, go back to Kent, slap.
All right.
Slaply. Going to get on his Learjet and fly back to Kent.
So, and you get to ride in a car with Zombie Tom Petty.
Zombie
Is he going to drive
Petty.
Or will you be driving?
I don't have a license, so he's going to have to drive.
I just imagine his arms might fall off.
Yeah.
He's a zombie and all.
He'll stay. But speaking of zombies, by the way, I do want to mention this, Esmeralda. The new Jim Jarmusch movie.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good. The Dead Don't Die.
Okay, good.
It's so good. And Bill Murray. Adam Driver, Tilda Swinton is unbelievable in it, but it's Iggy Pop as a zombie who craves coffee.
That sounds charming.
Tom Waits is a lunatic with a big beard who lives in the woods.
So just himself.
Yeah. Okay. Exactly. Yeah, just Tom Waits playing himself. So
they didn't even cast him. He just showed up.
And
it's
a Jim Jarmusch movie all the way through.
Yeah.
All the way through. And it's also a really good zombie movie. I was very pleased with it. And nobody went to see it. So that's also the second really good zombie movie with Bill Murray.
Right. Yeah. Zombieland.
So anyway, I just wanted to mention
Not to give it away.
Since I have to. Yeah. Well, that movie's 10 years old. So.
He's in it.
He's actually billed in the second one. On the IMDb page. He's in the second one.
There's a second one?
Oh, yeah. It comes out in September.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was
awesome. They got everybody back. Everybody back. All Oscar winners and nominees. They're all back because they didn't have that stuff before.
Who?
Emma Stone won an Oscar for Best Actress.
Right.
Abigail
right.
Breslin was nominated. Jesse Eisenberg was nominated. Woody Harrelson's been nominated.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. All right. We have to break for the news. And then when we come back, Vic Vaughn is going to be with us to talk about the new music that he's been listening to with Vic's Picks. And that's coming up right after the news, which is coming up in exactly 10 seconds. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we're live in the Allstate Skyline studio here till 5. After 4 o'clock, our regular Friday features will begin. We got You Big Dummy, and that's when we read news stories of real people doing real dumb stuff, and then we vote on who's the biggest dummy. This morning, we'll have our guest vote from Esmeralda Leon, who is in studio right now.
Yeah.
Hi, Esmeralda.
Hi.
Hanging out with us till 5. It's fun to have you on.
Oh, thank you.
And then we've got Straight Out of Context. That's when you listen to this radio station 24/7. Whenever anybody says something that's kind of dirty, makes you giggle, you take it out of context. Jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Same with Nick D Show Spies. We listen 24/7. Whenever I'm mentioned or the show is mentioned, we want to know about it. Jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. And then Fly Jams Friday. But our first regular feature, our newsman who is out this morning, but has agreed, kind enough to call in this morning, is Vic Vaughn, and he wanted to improve his non-existent musical knowledge. And by the way, Vic was not aware that that last song we played by Black Sabbath, that's Ozzy Osbourne singing that. He was not aware that Ozzy Osbourne was the lead singer of Sabbath.
All right.
Yeah. But anyway, so he wanted to improve his musical knowledge, and he's been doing that now for a few weeks. Mm-hmm. And he got the Rolling Stone list of the 100 best albums of all time. And he's listening to all of them, and he's mm-hmm. doing research and reading about the artists and the songs and learning a lot. And he's having a good time doing it. And so we're documenting it with a bit we call Vic's Picks. Shall we begin?
One 100 albums. One Vic Vaughn. It's Vic's Picks on the Nick DiGilio Show.
Yes. Welcome, everybody, to Vic's Picks. And let's get Vic on the line here. Vic, welcome to the show.
Morning, sir.
Morning. And Esmeralda's mad you're not here.
Dare you?
I cannot believe Esmeralda's there. I heard that.
Yo-Yo Ma is more important than I am? Whatever, man.
I can't believe this happened, that I took the night off, which I never do, and then you come into the studio. Are you avoiding me? Is this?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah,
I'm not the one that's here every night.
Well, it's nice to
hear her voice.
Oh, it's so great to have her here, man. It's so great. Okay, Vic, let's get to it, man. You've been piling through this list of top 100s. Let's start with the first one.
Number 39, The Beatles, Please Please Me, 1963. This was their debut studio album. They had released the single titled Please Please Me in November of 62, hit number one in most markets. This album, I wanted to start with that because this album, the kind of takeaway I took from researching it was that George Martin, their producer, said that they wanted to capitalize off of that single, the momentum. And so he asked them, like, you know, what do you have right now? What do you have that's ready to go? And this album is basically that. That's what this album is. This is what they had ready to go. It's mostly written by Lennon and McCartney, except a couple tracks. But yeah, man, I started listening to this one. I saw her standing there. It was one of the only songs on the album that I knew. And I love that song. That song was stuck in my head for a week.
Now, by the way, Vic, you should see the look on Esmeralda's face when you said that was the only song that you recognized.
My God!
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. You'll. Esmeralda and I never really talked about this side of me. I think she knew
that's non-existent.
Yeah.
Yes, I don't think we really talked about it much. She knew I liked some country music. So that might have been a good indicator.
And Peruvian flutes.
Yeah, that's right. Peruvian flutes.
Ecuadorian.
Oh, right. Sorry. Ecuadorian flutes. That's right. But yeah, and also, by the way, Vic, Esmeralda is one of the biggest Beatles fans on the planet, so that's why she reacted.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow.
I took a class in college.
You know what? I need to take one as well because they're amazing. Yeah.
I mean, every single freaking song I listen to is a toe-tapping, like, catchy tune. I mean, these guys knew how to write a song.
Well, that's amazing. You know, Vic, that was the time of the period of their career when that's what they did. They did fantastic pop, 3-minute pop songs. And then as they progressed, they became more interesting and more complex. And by the time Rubber Soul and Revolver came out, they were a completely different band.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, and Esmeralda, that... like, I'll come across a band like the Beatles that I never listened to, you know, gave much thought to. I'll come across them and fall in love with their music, and I want to just listen to everything they've ever written or produced.
Yeah, as you should.
And I will, but I can't right now. I'm on this quest.
He's on the top 100 quest.
Right, right.
But as you, but
well,
I will
tell
you,
you'll run into him.
I was going to say, Vic, as you go up the list, you're going to run into the Beatles a few more times. Trust me on this one.
You got that right.
Yeah,
you got that right.
Yeah. So, all right. Do we want to hear a little bit? Want to hear a little bit of this? Here we go.
Jeannie almost slapped me in the head when I said this song came on, and I said, "Is this the Sesame Street song? Is this the start to the Sesame Street?"
Oh my gosh!
Wow! Wow!
I don't even know that song, the Sesame Street song. Who wrote that?
I don't know. Somebody at Sesame Street wrote it.
Okay.
So do you want to move on to the next one, Vic?
Well, yeah, we could do that.
Well, did you have anything else from the Beatles that you wanted to talk about?
I took some other notes. I mean, I haven't read them since I went over that. I think I listened to this album about 6 days ago. So let's see. I really like track 10, Baby It's You. I love that song. Currently, track 11, I knew that one, and I really like it. Do you want to know a secret? I knew that one. Track 12, Twist and Shout. Of course, I knew that one. So here, there were some songs I knew about it. I mean, I knew on this song, but I really like this album, and I want to listen to, like I said, many, many more songs by the Beatles. I'm becoming a fan of them.
Yeah, well, you'll be hearing a lot more of them on your quest.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
What's next, Vic?
Oh, boy, number 38, Muddy Waters, The Anthology, 2001. This is a double compilation album, so it took a while. There's like 50 songs on it. It was almost 2.5 hours. But this was a great album for me to come across because I hadn't listened to Muddy Waters. I know about them just from living in Chicago, and you can't not hear about Muddy Waters. So I knew about them, but I hadn't really listened to – I'd never listened to an album, you know, of his. And but this was a great one for me to be introduced to because critics kind of have sort of said that this album, that if – any two records could be selected to get the full Muddy Waters story, it would be this album.
Yeah.
So that was a good, this album though, is phenomenal. Every single song I loved on this album, he said moving to Chicago and in the early 40s, but he said that was like the one life-changing moment for him was that move to Chicago. So, but I actually have started a side project from this album. Really made me want to pick up my guitar and see if I could do the blues, and I couldn't do anything. So I started to try to learn how to play the blues on my acoustic guitar, you know, just as a hobby. So we'll see how that goes.
Were you a blues fan beforehand?
No.
Were you into it at all?
Yeah, I mean, I would enjoy it. Like, I had been, you know, I have been to a few blues bars and blues clubs, and so I know the music, and I mean, I love the music, but I don't think I've ever listened to a blues album start to finish this other than when I started this quest, because I listened to one a few weeks ago.
And it's virtually impossible to live in this city and not to have at least been to one or two or three or four or five blues clubs.
Yeah. So. And we're going to go to Buddy Guy's place again coming up. So that's another thing that this is really making me want to get out and see live music again.
Okay. Cool.
So,
So we're going to be doing that. Muddy Waters is the man. I'm in love with Muddy Waters music now. But do we have any of that?
Yeah. Yeah, that's great stuff, man.
That stuff just transports me to a bygone era, you know.
Yeah,
it's old blues. It's just wonderful stuff.
Yeah, it is great. Okay, Vic, hang on, my friend.
All right,
Vic Vaughn is here. He took the night off because Esmeralda came in.
We hate each other.
We're going to continue with Vic's picks coming up. After we take a break for the weather, a little commercial break here, and then we will continue on this musical journey that our good friend Vic Vaughn is going on. But I want to give you the forecast right now from the WGN Weather Center. For today, mostly cloudy, more humid, a high near 80, 60s lakeshore, though, and showers overnight. For tomorrow, humid, much warmer, high to mid-80s, showers and thunderstorms likely in the late afternoon, scattered rain and thunderstorms overnight. For Sunday, partly cloudy, humid, scattered shower or thunderstorm possible, especially in the afternoon and evening. High temp near 80 for Monday. A high in the low 80s, a chance of scattered showers or thunderstorms again overnight. Low in the mid-60s Tuesday. Here's a shocker. High in the low 80s, a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms again overnight and low in the mid-60s. It's absurd. This weather has been absurd. Current temperature is 54 degrees at O'Hare, 55 at Midway, and 58 at the lakefront. Okay, let's take a quick break here. When we come back, we'll talk more with Vic about Vic's picks right here on WGN.
Welcome to the Hotel California. Such a lovely place, such a lovely place, such a lovely place.
Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here live in the Allstate Skyline studio. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell coming up at 5, and also coming up, the stories that matter with Roger Badish in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. All right, we are in the middle of Vic's picks as Vic makes his way through the Rolling Stone top 100 albums of all time in an effort to bolster his musical knowledge. So last week at this time, we had to discuss a band that I hated, and that was The Doors.
Okay, yeah.
And so now we have to discuss another band that I absolutely hate, the Eagles. Vic?
hey, can I say one thing real quick before we get started?
Yeah.
I just want to give a shout-out to Roger Badish. Thanks for covering, buddy. And I want to invite Esmeralda for coffee after this, so she knows I don't hate her.
You're not going to fall asleep again, are you?
I'm right across the park from the station in the lobby of my apartment, so we can go have coffee at Subway. That's probably the only place.
Wait, did you just say at Subway?
That's probably the only place that's open.
At 5 o'clock in the morning, yeah.
The last time we were supposed to have breakfast.
And he fell asleep?
He fell asleep.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, he's clearly awake now. So, I'm still on for another hour, so he could conceivably
fall asleep in the lobby.
Yeah,
that's true. Could just leave the show early.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
So, all right. Eagles Hotel California is number what on the list?
Number 37.
Ugh. Okay.
Yeah, is that too high? Is that too high?
In my opinion? In my opinion, it shouldn't be on the top 100. It shouldn't be in the top 500. I can't stand
it. It's on 37. Oh, wow.
Yeah. I can't stand the Eagles. So, what we want to hear what you think of the Eagles.
Yeah, I was thinking about you when I was listening to this, Nick, because I know you're not a fan, so I had a smile on my face when I started it. But, this album, I didn't take any notes when I was listening to, because I was actually at the pool with my kid. My boys were up for the weekend and they were swimming, so I was on the side of the pool. So I didn't do any research on the Eagles anyway, either. But But I remember recognizing, obviously, track one I knew, Hotel California. It's, and you'll be happy to know that it's not a favorite song of mine either, but I was familiar with that song. I do remember recognizing track two by the time I got to the solo, track two, New Kid Town. I remember that I was familiar with that song by the time I got to the solo. Track three, Life in the Fast Lane, I'm familiar with, and I like the guitar riff in the beginning of that song. I'm trying to take positives, you know. I don't write the negatives down, so if I zip through the Eagles real quickly, it probably means I wasn't super thrilled by them. But then, track four, Wasted Time. I thought that was a beautiful song, actually. It was much different than the first three. Track five, Wasted Time, replies, which is beautiful, I thought. And then, bam, track six, Victim of Love, kicks in. It's a much more rock and roll song, so the album kind of picks back up. Track seven, Pretty Maids All in a Row. Track eight, Try and Love Again. Track nine, The Last Resort. I had never heard any of all three of those. But I thought, all in all, a nice album, especially like if you're doing what I was doing, which is just by the pool, chilling out. I didn't mind it. I thought it was okay.
You know, that there. This is a little fact here, Vic, that the Eagles' Greatest Hits album is the biggest selling album of all time.
Like it's, is that
yeah,
right?
Yes, wow. the greatest.
Well, and I know this album was hugely successful. I read
huge.
Later. Yeah,
yeah. No, yeah. Hotel California was a huge album when it came out. So
this was we should say 1976, and it was their fifth studio album. But I did read later that it was hugely successful.
It was massive. You couldn't get away from it. You couldn't get away from it. I tried. I really tried to get away from it, but you couldn't. All right, Vic. Now we're going to talk about something that I love. What's the next one, Vic?
All right. Number 36, Carole King. You knew who this was going to be?
No, I have the list in front of me.
Okay. Yeah.
Tapestry, he has it memorized, album. Didn't you know, Vic?
No. And again, let me just say this really quickly. I think that 36 is too low for Tapestry. I think Tapestry is one of the greatest albums ever recorded, ever. So I think it's a little too low. What'd you think, Vic?
I have a lot of notes, so that's what I think. So this came out in 1971. It was her second studio album. And this also, Nick, this was one of the best-selling albums of all time.
Oh, yeah.
It won four Grammys, including Album of the Year in 71 or 72, whatever. But the first three tracks I knew right away, I Feel the Earth Move, So Far Away, and It's Too Late. Amazing songs, and I remember my mother singing them to me when they'd be on the radio when I was a little kid. So I'm very connected with those three songs. Didn't track four, Home Again, but boy, she sings that so honestly, and her vocals are just, they're simple and beautiful, and she killed me in that track, Home Again.
Yeah.
I thought track five was beautiful. Never heard it before, but it was literally my theme song all week long. It's a good song if you're feeling a little self-conscious or like you're not good enough, which we all have those feelings at times, man. This song, this is the song to get you out of that funk. That was my theme song all week. Track six, Way Over Yonder, I could listen to that one. I wrote down, I could listen to that one on a rainy night forever. That's what I wrote down for that track. Track seven, You've Got a Friend. At this point, it really started to sink in how many great songs she has written or co-written, which is every single song on this album.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Just amazing.
Vic, she wrote so many classic songs, not just for herself, but for so many other artists. Carole King's one of the greatest songwriters that's ever lived. She's just unbelievably talented.
Is she one of the Brill building, right?
Yeah. Okay. She was in the Brill building and wrote a lot of those classic tunes from that time period, too. And it just, and everything, like her songwriting career had existed for a long time before Tapestry came out. And then that just put her, as a performer, that album just put her right through the roof.
This is another artist. Remember when I came across Paul Simon, I told you I want to listen to every song he wrote.
Yeah.
This is another artist where I feel like I have to go through everything she did because her writing's just amazing.
There is a Broadway show, Vic, about Carole King that if it comes back to Chicago, you really need to see it because it talks about her story and all the songs that she wrote. And I think after loving this album as much as you did, you definitely, if it comes back, you should see it.
You know, it's funny because Jeannie and I were driving down Randolph and she saw that on the marquee
And she said, "Oh, we should go see that." And I was like, "Who's Carole King?" And she, you know, as soon as she started, "Well, hold on." Now, as soon as she started telling me, I was like, "Oh yeah, I know who Carole King is." And I just was like, "That doesn't sound like something I'd be interested in." So we never saw it. And now it's like, "Oh man, I can't wait for it to come back."
Yeah. All right. Well, Vic, we got to hit the news.
Okay.
But I really appreciate you doing this, man, and we'll do it again next week.
Sounds good. Esmeralda, great hearing your voice again.
Yeah, same, Vic.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, see you, Vic. Take care. That's Vic's Picks, everybody. He'll do it again. He's going through that top 100 best albums of all time list from Rolling Stone, and we'll learn what else he learned next week on Vic's Picks.
He's dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no, you big dummy. You dummy.
Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. We're live in the Allstate Skyline Studio, 18 stories above beautiful downtown Chicago. It's Friday, so all of our regular features, Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, You Big Dummy, which is up right now, and Fly Jams Friday will be happening. If you want to get your Fly Jams in requests, it's 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, and Luscious Hushes will play the jams for you. That's all coming up, but right now, let's start out with you, big dummy. Dummy number one, dummy number one, dummy number one. A running gag that stretched over 2 days and almost $13 billion in airplane orders briefly cost a chief executive officer his platinum American Express card. Air Lease Corporation kicked off the Paris Air Show with a 100-jet deal from Airbus SE and some banter from John Ploeger, the lessor's chief executive officer. He stopped the press conference just before the traditional contract signing, reaching into his pocket and interrupting Airbus's chief salesman, Christian Scherer. "Actually, Christian, my CFO authorized me to give you the American Express," Ploeger said, pulling out his platinum card and triggering flashes from photographers and camera phones in the room full of journalists. We had to increase the limits quite a bit, he quipped, with Scherer holding up another corner of the card as they posed for a photo. A day later, in front of Boeing's sales chief, Ploeger was asked how he intended to finance the five Boeing Company 787-9s Dreamliners that Air Lease had ordered minutes earlier. Alas, he said he had to cancel his Amex that day before because photos of his appearance with Scherer were captured the card's number. Ploeger's longtime business partner, Stephen Udvar-Hazy, offered up a solution for the next aircraft deal. If you just hold up a simple American dollar, you should do that instead.
The only reason I call you a dummy is because I call them as I see them. My only child is a dummy.
Dummy number two, dummy number two, dummy two. A career criminal with multiple narcotics convictions on his rap sheet was wearing a T-shirt with red lettering on the front that said Coke when he sold four crack Coke rocks to a Florida informant, according to an arrest affidavit. Terry Leon Simmons, 53, was arrested Friday afternoon at his home in Fort Pierce on a felony cocaine sales charge. He was also hit with a second felony count after arresting officers spotted a marijuana joint and a bag of MDMA in plain view inside the residence. Cops charged that Simmons sold crack cocaine to a confidential informant who pulled up outside of a convenience store a couple of blocks from the ex-con's apartment. At the time of the $40 transaction, Simmons was wearing a, quote, two-tone blue shirt with red lettering on the front that said C-O-K-E. The affidavit does not indicate whether the lettering was in the style of the was in the style of the popular soft drink. So there you go.
Yeah, I'm worthless, penniless, broke, busted, and
a dummy.
And I can't wait to see you starring in your first movie.
Yeah.
Deep Dummy.
Dummy number three, dummy number three, dummy number three. Louisiana authorities say a burglar effectively caught himself red-handed, unwittingly live streaming his theft of a neighbor's new surveillance camera. The Bossier Parish Sheriff's Office said the neighbor watched the crime unfold in real time. And recognized the culprit as 43-year-old Franklin Welzbacher Jr. A sheriff's statement says the stolen camera allowed things in, also showed things inside Welzbacher's house. Sheriff spokesman Bill Davis said Tuesday that Welzbacher told deputies he had permission to borrow a paintbrush, but but had nothing to say when was asked about the camera. His bond was set at $10,000 on a simple burglary charge. Davis said he doesn't know whether Welzbacher has an attorney who could speak for him or not.
I'm not kidding you. You're a big dummy. You bigger dummy than my dummy.
Dummy number four, dummy number four, dummy number four. A 27-inch would have been easier, but he just got greedy. Shoplifting has long been an issue in Japan, with retail staff going to great lengths to combat it, such as being dragged by cars or covering the entire ceiling with security cameras. And despite all this, the problem not only continues, but appears to be growing bolder, as an arrest of a Fukuoka professional police has shown. On June 16th, at Gayo Electronics Store in Onjino City, a 23-year-old man entered shortly before midnight, picked up a packaged 49-inch TV, and just walked out the entrance without paying. It should come as no surprise that the Gayo staff easily saw the man stroll through the front doors with a 26-by-43-inch appliance weighing 26 pounds. However, the manager proved to be the truly smooth operator in this incident. Rather than confronting the suspect and risk damaging the $422 set, he simply watched the man load it into his car and made a note of the license plate number. After that, he placed a call to the police, who easily caught the suspect when he arrived at his home in Nakawaga City. The model is believed to have been the Greenhouse 49V. It's a slightly larger video than the 50V, but it should give you a good sense of the size. That's what it is. Police intercepted him in the parking area of his home with the TV still in his car. Caught red-handed, the suspect admitted to the theft, saying, "I stole it because I wanted to I wanted to use it at home." And he would have gotten away with it, too, had it not been for those meddling people and their basic human senses of sight and hearing. Boy, a real smartass wrote this one. So let that be a lesson to anyone else considering sneaking out of a place of business with a comically oversized piece of merchandise. We're not watching you, but we'll see you anyway.
Dummy.
All right. We'll save our last dummy for after the break. there you go, as we continue. Esmeralda, lots of dummies.
Yeah.
You know, we continue to do this segment, and we never lack for dumbness. So you get to vote. You get to vote.
Yes, exciting.
There we go. All right, and we'll do the voting and the wrap up right after we break here for some weather. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we are live in the Allstate Skyline studio here until 5 a.m. So we are in the middle of the Friday features, and this is You Big Dummy.
You Big Dummy!
And we got one more dummy to do. Dummy number five. A politician in northwestern Pakistan was given pause for thought after his press conference was streamed live on Facebook with the cat filter turned on, giving him on-screen whiskers and ears. Esmeralda, have you seen this footage?
I haven't seen it, but I heard about it.
It's hilarious. It's absolutely hilarious. The online stream of Regional Minister Saukat Yousafzai speaking with journalists went viral on Friday after a member of his social media team accidentally activated the filter. Sure, it was an accident. Accidentally activated the filter on the social network. Comments started pouring in as Facebook users noticed pink cat-like ears and whiskers that had appeared on the heads of two of the minister and two accompanying officials. There's a cat in the cabinet, one said. Others were more literal. Saukat Yousafzai looks like a cat, meow, meow, meow. The video, seen by the AFP reporter, was deleted minutes after the press conference from the official Facebook page of the Pakistan Party. Images from the press conference were still available on social media. Yousafzai confirmed the incident and told the AFP it happened by accident. The cat filter was turned on by mistake, he said, adding, "Let's not take everything so seriously. I wasn't the only one. Two officials sitting along with me were also hit by the cat filter," he joked. The live stream continued with the whiskers and ears in place, even after the error was pointed out by users. In a press statement issued by the PTI social media team, it said the incident happened because of, quote, "human error. All necessary actions have been taken to avoid such incidents in the future."
Before this game, you were just a plain dummy. But after the night, you'd be a broke dummy. Sold to the dummy with the black mustache.
All right. Well, we have to vote now because that's the deal. Now, normally, we'll have a listener call in for the third vote, but Esmeralda's here, and so she's going to be the third vote. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let me do a recap. Here we go. We got the dummy CEO who had to cancel his Amex after a joke involving $13 billion in jet deals. We have the dummy who wore a Coke T-shirt while he was selling crack cocaine. We have the dummy who stole a security camera and live streamed it from his house. We have the dummy who was arrested for shoplifting a giant TV and the dummy who live-streamed a press conference with the cat filter on. Tom, where are you going with this?
As much as I love cat filters, I'm gonna go for the guy who had the bollocks to pull out that TV, to just go in, pick up a nearly 30-pound television and just walk out with it.
Okay.
And thought that he was going to get away with it.
All right. Okay. Esmeralda, what do you deduce?
Oh, cat filter.
The cat filter?
I saw the picture. He is adorable.
I have to say, I love the Amex card story. I think it's so hilarious that these idiots held up the card so that people can see the number and everything. I mean, I think that's absolutely hilarious that he had to do that. Selling Coke in a Coke shirt, that's dumb and funny.
I mean, advertising.
Yeah. And the security camera that's live streamed. We got a couple of live streamed stories,
right,
for the dummies. But I have to go with the. I also have to go with the cat filter, and I think the reason why is because I've seen the footage.
It's so cute.
Hilarious. Trevor Noah did a bit on it last night.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that, like, when I, you know, when I get home and watch the other late night dudes from last night, I'm sure that they're gonna have a field day with it because it's hysterical. It's absolutely hilarious. So I'm going with the dummy who had the press at the press conference with the cat filter on. That's our dummy of the week. Thanks for voting, Esmeralda.
Yes, thank you. Right. Doing my due diligence.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. You come in here and visit us, you got to vote.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Let's see what we got now. Yeah. And we've got, here's what we got. We have this. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context.
What's up? Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, 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 context.
Ah, there it is. Another one of our favorite things to do on Friday morning, and that is straight out of context. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7. Whenever anybody says anything that you can pull out of context and it sounds a little bit dirty and it makes you giggle, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, Tom. Let's get started.
All right, let's do this. First one coming to us from Kelly and Elgin. Here's Bill Leff.
I'd have to hit it over and over and over again.
You have to sometimes.
Repeatedly.
Sometimes you just have to.
Can't stop once.
Okay.
All right, next one coming to us from Jesse. This is from the Ro Khan Show. Here's Ro.
It could be a real big one. It could last like all day.
Oh, my God. You might want to have that looked at, Ro.
What was it? Was it more than 4 hours?
Oh, yeah.
See a doctor.
All right.
All right. Another one from the Ro Khan Show. This one's coming to us from Dawn in Marengo.
Kevin said they'd get it in.
And whatever Kevin says always comes true.
Yeah, that's true. That's absolutely correct.
All right.
Okay.
Another one for Bill Leff. This one's from Scott in Carpentersville.
Because you'll see a guy whose ball is, you know, 8 inches from the hole, and he'll all of a sudden he'll miss it.
Got to get the ball in the hole, man.
Hey, by the way, did you know that there was a I DVR'd it last night. Did you know that ABC now has a show that's co-anchored by where the announcers are Rob Riggle, who first of all is hilarious. And another guy, and it's about trying to distract celebrities as they play miniature golf.
What?
It's called Holy Moly. This is what we've come to. And I'm going to watch it when I get home. Mainly because of Rob Riggle.
Do they also have a show where they just people just spin a wheel?
Yeah. It's called Spin the Wheel.
And there's nothing else to.
Yeah, and Dax Shepard is the host.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. So, summer programming, everybody.
Real special
stuff. We got Card Sharks now with Joel McHale. We got the new Pressure Luck with the Whammies, and Elizabeth Banks is hosting that.
Yes.
The Return of Match Game with Alec Baldwin. Pyramid with Michael Strahan. Oh, they're all coming. But To Tell the Truth with Anthony Anderson. These things are real cheap to put on TV, you know, and I guess they get ratings.
Yeah, I mean, people loved them the first time around.
Yeah, so. But that's what you watch when in the summer. I can't wait till Big Brother starts. God, all right,
it's gonna be a bloodbath.
You know what's really great now, Esmeralda?
Hmm.
There's actually someone on the show who likes Big Brother as much as I do, and it's Tom. Oh, no. So I now
you
have
guys should do a Big Brother podcast.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But yeah, but it's because every time I would bring it up with you or Dan or anybody else, it was,
I was met with crickets.
You know, like, yeah, I don't watch that stupid show. and it's 3 nights a week and during the summer.
Oh boy.
And then sometimes I watch the feed.
Right.
Or I go to Pop and I watch the After Dark.
Oh boy.
Because that's uncensored.
It's a lot of, it's a lot of Big Brother.
I love Big Brother. All right. I have a partner in crime here in the Big Brother world now because Tom's on board.
You guys should get a TV that just shows like the live stream and everything.
Yeah, keep it on in here.
Yeah, yeah. So while you're doing the show.
Hold up, everybody.
Hold up. There's a showman starting.
So, what?
A showmans. That's when two people hook up in the Big Brother house. They call it a showmans.
Oh, wow.
Get up. Come on. You know your terminology.
So I didn't think I was going to get quizzed on this stuff.
No.
I didn't prepare.
Well, now if you're at a party and someone says, hey, did you watch Big Brother last night? You can go, there's a new showmance.
And then that's as far as I can go, though, because
yeah,
I won't know.
You won't know who's in the showmance. Some of the showmances have ended up in marriages.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah. So, okay. All right.
One more in?
Yeah, let's get it. What the hell we get? Yeah, let's get one more in before we break.
All right. Let's see here. So, let's see. This is another one from Bill and Wendy.
Any desire to do it, Kim?
None.
Boy, that was a flat-out no right there.
Yeah, that's coming to us from Jesse.
Jesse.
You know what I mean? Strong no.
That's a strong no.
No. No. She didn't even hesitate. No. All right. Okay, we're going to break now. And then we got the news after this, and then we'll get back to our regular features. And get your Fly Jam request in. That's coming up in a little bit, too. 312-981-7200. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context. Context, context.
What's up? Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, 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 context.
Yeah. We're back on our Friday morning features, and this is Straight Out of Context. Again, when you listen to this radio station 24/7, whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds a little dirty and it makes you giggle, jot down the date, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. And shall we get back to it? And Esmeralda Leon is with us this morning. Hi, thanks for hanging out.
That's your cue.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay.
All right, next up.
You know what a showmance is, by the way? Okay, what's up?
Next one's coming to us from Margaret in Bridgeport. Here's Kevin Powell.
Some people are into moms, can I say?
Wait, what?
Would you like there?
Some people are into moms, can I say?
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, we know what his search history is.
Uh-huh. Hmm.
All right. Here is Bill Leff coming to us from Tim.
That's a hard one to swallow.
Oh, man.
All right.
Pamela sends in Steve Bertrand here.
I've always found you shouldn't pull at it at a stoplight.
It sounds like he's learned from experience.
Yeah. Oh, I like that one.
That's a good one.
I like that one. Okay.
All right. Next one. This is also from Pamela. This is Dave Ennett.
My buckthorn is exploding.
Is that what they're calling it nowadays?
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, as I've said many, many times before, I love it when Dave Ennett is featured.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of my favorites because Dave is just such a great straight-laced guy and such a pro, like a major pro. Whenever he's featured on Out of Context, it just kills me. That was really funny. Okay.
All right. This one's for Mary Vanville out in traffic. This is coming to us from Kelly.
Did you swallow it?
Mary just walked in. Mary, can you hear me?
She's getting her headphones.
Hello?
Oh, she's like, yeah, I can.
I missed it. Roger was yapping at me. I missed it.
Oh, you didn't hear it?
No, I didn't hear it.
Play it again.
Did you swallow it?
There it is.
Oh. Oh.
Nice reaction, Mary.
I don't even know what I was talking about.
Well, you got caught by our listeners, Mary.
Oh, man. Always.
Hey, Esmeralda's here.
I know.
Hi, Mary.
How are you?
Good.
Oh, my gosh. It's so awesome to hear you in the morning when I come in. I'm coming in. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's great to have her in, man.
Yeah.
Very cool. All right, Mary, you're filthy.
As usual.
Oh, all right, what do we got next?
All right, next up, Joel and Gurney sends in the queen of Straight Out of Context, Wendy Snyder.
And then... I was just using my finger.
Oh, man.
Oh, Wendy.
Middle of the day.
Oh, wow. Man.
Sad, really.
all right.
All right, yet again, here she is, Queen Wendy from Dirty Dave.
You just have to inch it very slowly, bit by bit by bit.
Oh, my God. She seriously has to, like, have the record.
You should give her some sort of award.
And she knows it, too.
Yeah.
You know, she every time something, you know, weird happens on the show, she immediately shouts it out. Okay.
All right. This one's for you, Esmeralda. Here is Lou Manfredini from Lake Geneva Dan.
They just nailed it. They didn't screw it.
I didn't know there was a difference.
Yeah, me neither. That's pretty funny. But for those of you guys who don't remember or haven't heard, Esmeralda loves the Lou Manfredini Straight Outta Context.
It's very much like Dave Bennett, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Here's Rick Pearson. I've never gotten to Rick Pearson before.
He's been on? Yes,
This one's coming to us from Eric O.
Cubs finally pull one off.
At a stoplight, no less.
Which then Steve was like,
Bertrand was like, no, don't do that, Cubs. Okay.
All right. Steve Bertrand again, speak of the devil, from Maria.
Do you have any Crisco?
Ridiculous. All right,
and then finally here, from Barbara, here's Wendy Snyder.
It's fun to squeeze and they're colorful and I can see why people would eat them.
What were they talking about?
I have no idea.
Boy, that midday show, I don't know what we're gonna do.
Hide the kids.
I don't know what we're gonna do. Okay. Yeah, that was something. We'll do it again next week. Keep your ears peeled for the filth and the flarn. And then keep your ears peeled for this.
Ooh, what do you do? No one else can dance like you. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody
spies.
Like
hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody.
Spies.
Like us.
That's right. Yes, yet another one of our Friday features. This is Nick D's show, Spies. And we want you to listen to this radio station 24/7. Whenever anybody mentions me or any capacity, we want to know about it. You're a spy. Jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, Tom.
Okay, so this first one's coming to us. This is the Bill and Wendy show, and it's coming to us from Kelly, again, in Elgin.
I need to see the movie again, because I'm a little unclear on...
We should rent out an amphitheater and have listeners come, and we could all watch it.
Yeah, okay.
Better all night.
There'd be you and me sitting there, and maybe Kim, because she's a little curious.
The three of us.
Jasmine would probably come just to support.
As long as we have popcorn, I'm good.
First of all, I don't think Jasmine would do that.
I would come.
She would come.
I would.
You'd stay for the whole movie?
We'd have to buy her popcorn,
maybe
though.
Nick DiGilio could make this one of his movie nights.
Maybe. We should ask him.
He would be in on it, because he's around the same age as us, right?
Yeah, I'm sure he would be Bad Ronald.
What movie are they talking about? Bad Ronald?
Yeah, Bad Ronald.
Yeah. Bad Ronald is a legendary.
By the way, an amphitheater?
Yeah, I don't know what's going
on. That's giant.
Yeah. But Bad Ronald is this legendary TV movie from the early 70s.
Yeah. Is that guy with red hair?
No. He's a Jacoby. There were the Jacoby brothers. They were Scott Jacoby and another Jacoby. Uh-huh. They were sort of like, you know, like the Hemsworths. Oh, no, they weren't like the Hemsworths. But they were like TV guys.
The Hemsworth, but uglier.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So the Bad Ronald, this is a legendary movie. Bad Ronald is a TV movie about a kid who, like, murders somebody by mistake or by accident.
Mm-hmm.
And his mother wants to protect him. So she sticks him in the wall and keeps him hidden in the wall. And and then, like, feeds him, you know, gives him meals and stuff. But he lives inside the wall of the house. Then his mom dies.
Oh, no.
And they sell the house. And new family moves in. He's still in the wall.
Okay, that just sounds like a sitcom waiting to happen.
And then, yeah. And then, like, he has, you know, like, there's a teenage girl that moves into his room, and that's where he is in the wall, and they become, like, friends.
Aww.
Bad Ronald.
Oh, is that that's a horror classic movie?
It's a it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be. But it's, you know, yeah, at the time, it was a, I mean, it was a hugely popular TV movie. That was one of those ABC movie of the week that you would talk about at school the next day.
I'm also like, why would you keep him in the walls all the time?
I have not seen it. I have not seen the movie in years, but she sticks him in a wall. He lives in the wall, and then that's what happens.
Like, why
he listens to the wall.
He listens to the wall by Pink Floyd.
Is a cross promotional
with Vic. He and Vic sitting inside the hole in the wall. But no, it's classic. I'm going to be 54 in a couple of weeks, so I'm around the same age as I think I'm a couple of years younger than Bill and Wendy, but that's definitely from my generation.
Well, look, could you find that for your
for my film club?
Your film club.
I don't think it's available in 4K digital. I know it's available on DVD.
On.
I know it's available on DVD because truly, it's got a massive cult following.
Right.
So, but I don't think I'd be able to show it at the show there. So, all right. What do we got next?
All right, next one's a nice one from John Williams. This is sent to us by Wild Bill.
You know, the Mincing Rascals won the Illinois Broadcasters Association Best Podcast Award for the state of Illinois. We last year were awarded the best in the city. This year, the IBA said that the Mincing Rascals podcast was the best in the state. And the radio station won the best radio station in the state as well, WGN Radio. There were other award winners, Dave Ennett, and Nick DiGilio was the personality of the year and ever so deserving. Are you listening to WGN overnight? Very entertaining and fun. Thank you, Nick. Congratulations for that.
That was nice, J-Dub. Thank you, buddy. Yeah, I was surprised as hell. Best radio personality. Where did that come from? How did that happen? But I thank the IBA.
You're gonna need a separate room for all your awards.
Yeah, I got them up in the office there.
You're gonna have to ask.
Got a few of them
for another section.
This one's really beautiful. I mean, it looks a lot different than the other IBA awards from the past.
Mm.
It's quite a beautiful award, and it's really nice and humbling. And thank you for the mention, John. That was very nice of you. Okay.
All right, last one here. This is a nice little celebrity mention coming to us from Julia H.
And then we're coming up for a big thing, which is a big for us every year, the Flashback Weekend in Rosemont.
Yeah, and beginning of August. That's always a blast.
Second and third. I believe on the second you'll be joined by another fellow WGN person, Mr. Nick DiGilio.
Yeah, of course. We'll we're doing it.
That's his thing.
They're
Flashback
doing
Weekend's next awesome. Thing. Oh, yeah.
They're going to be doing a very kind thing at the Caddyshack Murray Brothers restaurant there. They're going to do a special salute to my 40 years.
Oh,
and
that's great.
Nick is going to probably do a little bit of an interview with me there.
Nice.
So we're looking forward to that. And then I'll be at that convention doing my usual signings and taking pictures. That's where we'll see Robert Englund again. We have Bruce Campbell there, Ted Raimi. It's going to be fantastic. Some of the other people from the Elm Street movies.
Yeah. So that was Jim and Rich, right?
Yep, yeah.
And were they on Plyer?
Yeah, they were on Plyer Show.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's Rich Coase. Sven Gulli, 40 years, and we're doing a special event.
I didn't recognize him.
Yeah, that was Rich. That was Sven. And we're doing a special salute, and he, you know, I'm honored. I'm emceeing it. And
nice.
So, you know, Rich was like, would you please? Because I'm there every year.
Yeah.
But it was like, there are three hosts, you know, and we switch off on Q&As, but he's like, I want you to do it, which was an incredible honor.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, so that's going to be fun. So I guess second through the fourth at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Rosemont, and it's an amazing guest list this year, and lots of really big movie screenings and Q&As and all kinds of great stuff. And we got Sam Raimi coming, which I just am so stoked about. He's never come to our Flashback convention before. I only met him one time, and that was years ago when he was doing publicity for Darkman.
Mm-hmm.
And he's gone on to, you know, I mean, he's directed some of my favorite movies ever. So it's going to be fun.
Nice.
All right. And I thank you for the mention. I appreciate that, Jim and Rich. I will see them there. So that's all right. All right. Well, that's that. Do you want to play the intro and we'll break and then come back and get funky?
When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly jams Friday.
Ooh.
Yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
That's right, man. Fly Jams Friday. All right, I'm Wiki Wiki Nicky. There's DJ Roger Badass Badish is in for Viggity Viggity Vic. And Esmeralda the Heart Melda is here for a Friday Fly Jam.
I'm making holes with my head. What did I do? Oh, I spun.
You spun. That's right. You spun all the way in from Texas.
It hurts really bad now.
Okay.
I'm not used to it.
Because you're not used to it. You were doing it every Friday. Now.
I had a big old callus on my head.
That's great.
Now it's gone.
All right. Cool. All right. Anyway, we're going to get Fly Jams Friday. Shall we introduce the DJ for the proceedings?
Oh, yeah. Luscious Hushes, baby.
All right. You like that, huh?
Wow.
Wow. 4 years at Loyola University.
That doesn't pay. It paid off, man. Totally paid off, pal.
Woo.
All right. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, Fly Jams Friday starts. And if you got a request, it's 312-981-7200. Fly Jams Friday, everybody. Getting funky on a Friday morning.
It's 4:52 in the a.m.
Smooth jazz. It is Fly Jams Friday, and coming up at 5 o'clock is Steve Grzanich with the opening bell. Also coming up, the stories that matter with Roger Badish in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
By the way, are you even allowed to play that song? What's it called? Summer Madness? Or what's it called?
Yeah, that's Summer Madness.
Yeah.
It's not summer.
Today is summer.
Oh, is it today?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm assuming that that's why somebody chose that. Who requested that?
That was coming to us from the 773.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like summer out right now, but it's the 21st. Today is the solstice.
Oh.
So shut the hell up.
Yeah, shut the hell up.
It's 4:53 in the a.m.
Smoothly, shut the hell up. Oh man! All right. What's next there, Luscious Hushish?
Next up, we're gonna hear from Tom Brown, "Funkin' for Jamaica." This is coming to us from Dino. This one goes out to you, buddy. Don't hit me in my...
Into that bass.
That's some bass. By the way, Dean gave Toy Story an A.
Surprising no one.
Not surprised in the slightest. But hey, do we know who does the voice for Mr. Potato Head in this one?
Is that the same person?
It's the same.
Don Rickles died.
Oh.
I don't know.
You know, it takes a really long time for these movies to finish, so maybe it's him.
I think it might honestly be
He may have recorded it before he passed, because these movies take three and a half, four years to make.
There's a story from a day ago, Los Angeles Times, how Toy Story 4 and Pixar keep Don Rickles' legacy alive 2 years after his death.
That's because it takes 4 years to make the movie, so he clearly finished. That's why Stan Lee is still making cameos in in movies.
Really? They're not going for a Weekend at Bernie's deal?
My favorite Stan Lee cameo, I think without question, was in that Spider-Man, Spider-Verse.
Yeah, that was really good.
I didn't know he was going to show up in that. No. And I just thought it was...
It was really special.
I thought it was fantastic. By the way, that was a great movie. You know, Esmeralda, it was an animated Spider-Man movie that looked like it was going to be terrible.
Yeah.
And it was great.
Didn't it win an Oscar?
It did.
Best animated feature, really
great. Like, that was one of the biggest surprises of last year. And I saw it in the IMAX Navy Pier, which was fun. But yeah, no, that was just a fantastic, one of the best, maybe, no, the best Spider-Man movie is Spider-Man 2. But This is the second best Spider-Man. It's the second best Spider-Man movie.
If only this movie had Alfred Molina.
Yeah. Yeah, that would make it better.
Which one's the second one?
That's the one with Doc Ock. Ock with Alfred Molina as Doc Ock.
I have
Ock.
Seen that one.
That's a great movie. Sam Raimi, the director of that movie, will be at Flashback Convention.
Oh look at whoop. That.
See
call
how that
back.
Works? Whoop. Yeah. All right. What else we got funky-wise?
All right. Next up, it's Keith Sweat.
Oh,
make
yeah.
Make it last forever.
Oh, come
and this
on now.
This is coming to us from our good pal Ike in Country Club Hills. Thanks, Ike. Appreciate you.
Can't go wrong with Keith Sweat. The man's name is Sweat.
What about that Mantooth guy?
Name Randolph Mantooth. Randolph Mantooth, real actor. Used to be.
Wait, really?
Was in Adam. Yes, Randolph Mantooth was it? Was in Adam 12.
Oh, who was he?
He was one of the cops in Adam
I used
12.
To love
he was
Adam
not.
12.
He was not Martin Milner. Dark-haired one. Martin Milner had, like, blonder hair. And Martin,
oh, okay.
Martin Milner was a little thicker. Mantooth had darker hair.
Yeah,
and he was,
he was the older guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Randolph Mantooth.
Yeah. I loved Adam 12.
What is that?
I don't know.
Did why. You love Adam 12?
I did. I watched it all every summer. It
what,
was on a
what was, in,
Nickelodeon or whatever.
In Anchorman. What was Vince Vaughn's name?
Vince, or no, it's some...
Is it Mantooth?
It is Mantooth.
Yeah. That's right.
But I know his mom's name was Dorothy.
That's right, Dorothy Mantooth.
Dorothy Mantooth is a saint.
Yeah. After Koechner decides to diss her.
Yeah, take her out for a nice seafood dinner
nice seafood.
And never call her again.
All right, we got time, I believe, for one more.
One more. This is from Mike in Louisville. It's a classic. Michael Jackson, you gotta beat it.
Don't wanna see no blood, don't be a macho man. Ooh, you wanna be tough, better do what you can, so beat it. But you wanna be bad, just beat it. Beat it, beat it. No one wants to beat it, beat it. Sure, I'm fucking strong, it's just like that. It doesn't matter who's stronger. Right, just beat it. Just beat it, beat it. Just beat it.
Yeah.
I'm amazed he didn't request Eat It.
Yeah. You can play Eat It.
Come on, man.
That's Eddie Van Halen that plays on Beat It, right?
Yes, it's Eddie Van Halen that plays on Beat It. Yes.
This is the one where they have the knife fight?
They have the knife fight, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then a choreographed
dance routine
dance
where all
fight.
The gangs decide that they decide that they're not going to fight, they're going to dance.
Yeah, that's actually, you know what? I wish all gangs
well,
did that.
Happened in West Side Story, too, so, you know. All right. Okay. Esmeralda, it was just a joy to have you back.
Yeah,
it always is. Let's do it a little sooner than later, okay?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Okay, great. Esmeralda Leon, everybody, and it was great to have her back. We're going to take a break here, and we got the news coming up next, and then I'll be back on Monday morning to review all the new movies, including Toy Story 4 and the unnecessary Child's Play remake. And then my dad will tell a joke on Monday. News is in exactly 10 seconds. Oh, wait a second. That just dropped.
Oh.
Okay. Well, no break. No break. We're going right to the news. If someone can get to the newsroom. Well, now there's nobody in the newsroom right now in Roger's...
Breaking news. Roger Badish disappears.
Where the hell did Roger go?
I don't know. I just saw him walking out.
Roger! If you're in the building, Roger!